105.3's High School Football Frenzy is live and on the air. In tonight's matchup, it's Vandercook Lake at East Jackson. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Western Schools, AeroQuip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's ChemDry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. We now go live to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of High School Football. Tonight's matchup pits the East Jackson Trojans against the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in Week 2. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside Mark Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us. Very exciting game for us here in Interleague Cascades matchup here. Cascades East meets Cascades West. The K105.3 pregame show is coming up in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
This concludes Week 2 of K105.
We're live at East Jackson High School for coverage between the East Jackson Trojans and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks for Week 2 of football action. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly.
Yes,
and
sir.
Mark, early season matchup between these two teams. And for East Jackson, this is a team that's trying to get some consistency, win some more football games this season compared to some of the last couple seasons. Vandercook Lake, meanwhile, they didn't even field a team last year and actually spent the couple years prior to that in eight-man football.
I think it's fair to say that both of these programs are rebuilding programs. I also think it's fair to say that we're looking at a really evenly matched game here today in the rugged Cascades. I'm really excited to see how this one's going to pan out here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned kind of coming in on paper, you know, both of these teams individually, you know, might on paper be like, kind of a little bit lower down there in terms of the Cascade standings, but just in terms of how they match up on the field, this is a great opportunity for both of these teams to try to get some momentum going forward, especially East Jackson. They have a chance to get an early first win, pull the .500, which can always give you a boost. And Vandercook Lake, they're, of course, trying to rebuild this program from the ground up, especially at the 11-man level. So to get a win this early would be definitely huge for them.
Well, Vandy's a really young team. They've got three seniors on the team. You can look at them just compared to what we've seen so far this season on the field. They're a pretty small team when it comes to actual size, and they're pretty young. You look at East Jackson, they look pretty even, too. They're a fairly young team. They do have some kids who got quite a bit of experience from last year. They're going to be playing in the game this year. First-time quarterback who just had one heck of a game last week.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about that in a bit. But just talking about this East Jackson team a little bit, we're going to see what Vandy has. You know, they didn't have a varsity program last year, but this East Jackson team, every time we've seen them, man, they just seem like they're just right there on the edge of turning the corner and becoming somewhat of a team to really deal with here in the Cascades. Just really looking forward and excited to see what this East Jackson, the 2024 version of this East Jackson team, is going to look like today.
Trying to break through, trying to put it all together for a full four quarters on a game-in and game-out basis. They've won more than three games just twice in the last 15 years, won four games back in 2009, five games in 2011, and then just eight games total between 2012 and 2021, and then started to build a little bit of momentum the last couple of years, winning three and two games the last two seasons, respectively. But as you mentioned, they're in basically every single game.
They had a lot of kids who had their first start last week. And it took about to the third quarter and mostly in the fourth quarter where they just turned it on. And they came back. They almost took that game. I mean, that was a 34-28 score, if I remember correctly. They were down pretty big early in that game, and they just dug their way out of it.
35-28 there final score fell against Lutheran in week one at home. And they held their own against a Division VI school, but unfortunately, for the second year in a row, dropping that first game of the season to them.
Yeah. Oh, and that says a lot right there, because both of these teams on the field, they're both D8 teams.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that against a D6 team, that says a lot.
Yes. So definitely pretty good showing, albeit in a loss for East Jackson. They're trying to parlay that into a Week 2 win. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake, they also come in 0-1. Had the doors blown off in their first game, 50-0 at Sand Creek. Got crushed against a playoff-caliber opponent, and that was their first game since 2022, as well as their first 11-man game since 2019.
Little familiarity with Sand Creek. Back in the day, my kids went to Madison School. Sand Creek, for a long, long time, was like a long-standing member of the TCC. They're playing in the Big 8 right now. Sand Creek has just had a tradition of being a good football school, being a good wrestling school. So it's not surprising that they're able to go out on the field against really any team and put up 50 points like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just and again, an indication for Vandercook Lake, as you mentioned, going up against a very good team for their first game. But just again, it's not easy coming off of a year off. They only played at the JV level last year. And again, trying to make that transition back into an 11-man team.
Like you said, they did a couple years at 8-man, but their 7th grade level, their 8th grade level, they had a combined 11-man. The JV teams, they've been 11-man. So, yeah, they dipped down to 8-man for a couple years, but they always knew they're going to build this program back up. They never let go of that 11-man football. These kids that are going to be out here on the field, that's pretty much all they've known is 11-man football, the exception of maybe those three seniors.
Yeah, and this team, of course, back in 11-man, played 8-man between 2020 and 2022. They had a pretty successful season there in 2020, but then the last two seasons there in 8-man just didn't really go well. As a matter of fact, they only played four total games of their schedule in 2020 due to low roster numbers, when it combined 0-8 that season with forfeits. And this team has not won a game since a 40-20 win over Weberville back on October 22nd, 2021. And has not won an 11-man game since October 5th, 2018, which, matter of fact, 18-0 win over East Jackson. And the following year, 2019, East Jackson able to get their revenge, an 18-0 win for them, October 11th, 2019. So it has been quite a while since these two teams specifically have matched up as well.
Yeah, well, it's when you're playing 8-man football, you're playing in a different conference. And the only time any of these schools were facing Vandercook Lake was when they were in a different sport. So, yeah, it's good to see the Cascades kind of getting back to what the Cascades is supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to see, some of the top-tier teams. Mm-hmm. We mentioned before we even went on air, Michigan Center, schools like that, Grass Lake. Teams are trying to make a big run in the Cascades, and I think it really helps the conference as a whole when some of the bottom teams are also good. So it just helps the conference overall when you get that good level of competition every night out when you're facing a Cascades team.
One of the common threads when I spoke to both of these coaches this week is there's no night off in the Cascades. Every coach in the Cascades is going to tell you that. You're on every night in the Cascades. It's always going to be a fight. It's always going to be a struggle. It's just going to come down to which team just wants it more that night.
Yeah, especially in these early season matchups where it's really easy, especially in a technically a non-league matchup like this one, but it's still Cascades, and it still really matters to get these early wins, try to get your season on the right path moving forward, and try to set yourself up for success and potentially try to sneak into one of those last couple playoff spots. And talk to me. I know we don't have a whole lot in terms of stats for Vandercook Lake, but we do have some stats for East Jackson. I want to ask some of the players that we should keep an eye on.
Well, for sure, we were going to be keeping an eye on is Amari Padgett, the quarterback and also defensive back for the East Jackson Trojans tonight. He was not last week. Not only did he throw 250 yards and responsible for three touchdowns, he was also their leading rusher last week. Now, they also have a trio of receivers that he's going to be slinging it to tonight. D'Angelo Alexander, KJ Olivier, and Anthony Amstead. Just look for them to spread the ball out tonight to try to get it into those open passing lanes. And if that doesn't work, Amari's going to run it tonight. On the other side of the ball for the Jayhawks, you got Chris Jimenez, who coach said, you know what? He can sling it. He can run it. And darn it, I was trying to get some detail out of head coach Dan Medina earlier this morning on News Talk 970. And he's holding a lot of things close to his chest. He doesn't want to let the playbook or even little breadcrumbs of the playbook out there. But he did mention the guys who are going to be touching the ball quite a bit, Sam Griffin, Nick Gardner, Dallas Wanapool, all going to be some of his key players tonight for Vandercook Lake. So those are the ones to watch on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be very key, as you mentioned Amari Padgett, fantastic throwing the ball in his first game and on the ground. Two rushing touchdowns, one passing touchdown. KJ Oliver, to your point, five catches for 108 yards. That's an average of over 20 yards a catch, and then one touchdown. On the defensive side of the ball, he also picked up an interception as well, so he can definitely make some plays happen on that side. D'Angelo Alexander, game one, six catches for 81 yards, four carries for 14 yards, so he showed a little bit of a dynamic ability right there to make some plays on the ground and in the air.
Well, and what happened last week is going to have to be the key for a win for this East Jackson squad tonight. They're going to have to get the ball into their best players' hands. And unlike last week when they kind of started off with the dud, East Jackson, they're going to need to get that quick start here tonight. And they're going to need to control the running back by committee that Vandercook Lake has, with a handful of guys who are able to get their hands on the ball and try to get some yards. So that's what East Jackson's going to have to control. On the other side, Jayhawks, they got to keep in check those offensive weapons that East Jackson has here, and they're going to have to play clean football. If you're going to want to win this game here tonight, Vandercook Lake, they're very inexperienced. Like I said, they only have three seniors on the squad. They're going to have to play a real tight, real clean game tonight.
It's going to be a very fun one, inter-conference matchup. As I mentioned, Cascades East meets Cascades West with Vandercook Lake and East Jackson. And it's going to be a fun one out here at East Jackson High School. You're tuned in to the K105.3 Football Frenzy Game of the Week between East Jackson and Vandercook Lake. We're back in 2 minutes for kickoff between East Jackson and Vandercook Lake. Coming up next on K105.3.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Taking your medications improperly can have serious health consequences. The experts at Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy offer free medication packaging to take the guesswork out of taking your prescriptions and will deliver them right to your door. Visit them on Facebook or call 750-2180 for more information.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bradfield, proud Jayhawk at Vandercook Lake Public Schools. You'll find that there is something for every student at Vandercook Lake. We offer youth, middle, and high school sports, as well as esports. To meet the interests of all of our students, high school electives range from outdoor rec, sports officiating, pottery, and guitar. Our students are supported by the best teachers and support staff. To learn more about joining our Jayhawk family, visit our website at vandyschools.org. Vandercook Lake Public Schools. Believe, achieve, soar.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Kickoff is upon us here for Vandercook Lake and East Jackson. Here from East Jackson High School, I'm Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly here for your K105.3 Football Frenzy. As this one about to get underway, both teams starting to head out onto the field, trying to get some last-minute game plans going on their sidelines. East Jackson, they're going to be wearing their all-Navy uniforms, Navy jerseys, Navy pants with white numbers, Navy helmets. Meanwhile, for Vandercook Lake, their road white jerseys with white helmets, red pants. They've also got red numbers as well. As we're set to get this one underway, looks like it'll be Vandercook Lake kicking this one off to get this first quarter started. East Jackson, what? Meanwhile, still on their sideline trying to get out there. The officials are waiting. They're like, hey.
Getting some last-second instruction from Coach Joe Niehaus. And here they go. Let's see who we have back deep for the Trojans.
Coach Joe Niehaus, fourth season with the program. Meanwhile, he's opposed by Vandercook Lake head coach Daniel Medina in his first season with the program as well. Tasked with rebuilding with this Jayhawk team.
D'Angelo Alexander Anthony Armstead back deep for the Trojans.
Vandercook Lake kicking this one away with the sophomore Sam Griffin. East Jackson set to receive. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial in this first quarter of play. Both teams lined up, and we are awaiting the official go-ahead, which we do have it now. Sam Griffin, he is ready to kick this one away. This one a little bit flat, but rolling at about the 15-yard line, and East Jackson now making their way up the field. Some nice juking and deacon here with D'Angelo Alexander trying to come cross traffic towards the near sideline, and he's brought down by a pack of Jayhawks there.
Deshaun Roper, first one there to make the hit. Justin Barnes also on the stop. First two, really, to make it there before the rest of the Jayhawks, white and red, able to get in. Hey, by the way, we do want to thank our first quarter sponsor, East Jackson School, sponsoring our broadcast here today. Thank you so much, East Jackson.
Very hospitable, might I add. Oh, yeah. Very nice hosts for us here. Beautiful evening. Going to be a little bit chillier, I believe, once the game starts to cool down. It's going to be first and 10 for the Trojans at their own 33-yard line left hash mark. Two receivers right, one left, one on in motion. Snap to Padgett, and he's going to be brought down for a loss. That's a sack by Vandercook Lake.
Sam Griffin among the first ones there to make the stop.
It's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play.
It looked like that was designed run from the start. He just couldn't find the hole that he needed to break through. And Vandercook Lake doing a really good job of stuffing those holes.
Pretty good read on that opening play of the drive as East Jackson taking their time in their huddle before breaking about 45 seconds into this one.
Lost a couple yards on that play.
It's going to be second down and 12 from the 31-yard line left hash mark. Two receivers left, one right. It's going to be a handoff to Alexander, sweeping on the far side, but he's going to be brought down from behind to the original line of scrimmage, it looks like.
That was just like a quick snap. He just pivoted and handed it off, trying to take advantage of that promoted East Jackson speed, trying to get the corner. But again, Vandercook Lake and that defensive line and on the edge able to secure that to prevent that from being a big pickup.
A couple good stops on the first two plays of this drive for Vandercook Lake. East Jackson, meanwhile, third and 10 from their own 33 in between the two hashes. Two receivers either side. Snap to Padgett, trying to fade off the pressure. Throw up the middle is going to be incomplete. The intended target was Landon Hendricks, the sophomore, looks like.
Well, Vandercook Lake trying to take advantage of the inexperience of the quarterback. Not only did they have the four linemen, but they brought a couple linebackers on a blitz, and they were able to get in his face. He really threw that ball a little bit sooner than he wanted to, and he threw it into double coverage.
Yeah, tried to make a decision there with that pressure coming in from the side. And Vandercook Lake, some good defense here in the first quarter. A three and out by East Jackson, as this one's going to be punted away. East Jackson with Leland Barton going to field this at around the 45, but the ball is just going to roll and be touched by K.J. Olivier by East Jackson to stop the ball in its tracks.
Vandercook Lake's defense did what they were supposed to do. They got the stop, and even though we're really early in the game, they basically flipped the field. They're starting here real close to midfield at about the 46. Really good field position for this young Jayhawk offense.
Now there is a penalty marker on the play. It looks like it's going to be against East Jackson. So an infraction there on the punt. So this is actually going to help Vandercook Lake even more in the midfield. They're actually going to start in East Jackson territory.
Wow, that's a 15-yarder. That's a big one. That's a big penalty. Your offense starting at the 39 right now. You're basically knocking on the door.
39-yard line of East Jackson. Wow. So
I think the PA said that was a personal foul.
Yeah, it looked like it. So first and 10 for Vandercook Lake on the East Jackson 39-yard line left hash mark. Going to be a snap handoff right up the gut, getting a pretty good run there. Stopped at around the 35, running into a wall of Trojans there.
Did run into a handful of blue jerseys on that run, but he kind of moved the pile a little bit, able to get 4 yards, and showed that this young Jayhawk squad, early on, they're able to move the ball.
Deshaun Roper there on the carry for 4 yards. It's going to be second down and 6 from the East Jackson 35-yard line, left hash mark. Takes a snap, going to be a quick handoff up to the left, cutting up the middle for the first down, and going to be brought down at around the 25. Lucas Richardson, the sophomore.
Looked like K.J. Olivier was among the Trojans there on the stop for the Trojans. And, yeah, the sticks moving, the chains moving. It's a fresh set of downs for the Jayhawks.
Make it Leland Barton, the junior, actually, there on the ground for the gain at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 8 on the ground. Good run there. Now it's a first and 10 from the 27 left hash mark. First down for either team of the game. 9:34 and counting. No score yet in the first quarter for Vandercook Lake or East Jackson. Going to be a carry up the middle by D'Angelo Alexander. Trying to get a little bit of a tush push there. There is a penalty marker on the play as he's down just shy of the 20.
Well, it looked like that was an option where it was either going to go left with number 4 or keep it this way to try to find the edge. That got shut down. He had to cut it back into the middle, and there just wasn't any room there for that one to go. Trying to see what the flag is going to be on this one. You got the guys in the stripes right there in the middle of the field.
It was when they were as a collective group trying to move forward. It looks like another personal foul against East Jackson. Second penalty of this first quarter.
Well, we talked about how Vandercook Lake needed to have a clean game so far. We should flip that. It's East Jackson is going to need to clean things up.
Yeah, and this is going to be another first down for them as a result of the penalty. Clock stopped at 9:22. And this should bring Vandercook Lake into the red zone. Good chance to be the first on the board and get their first points of the season. It's going to bring them right to the 15.
Yeah, that's a short 15, too, for this Jayhawk squad.
Vandercook Lake playing with some momentum here in the first quarter. First and 10 from the East Jackson 15. Two receivers either side. One back there with Alexander. Going to be a snap to Richard. Make it to Waylon Barton, he's going to run on the near side, and he's going to cut in. Does he sneak into the end zone? He does. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
He was able to pick his way through the defense, had a couple great moves there to create his own space and get more room, and he just found that front pylon, able to get right to it, and got the refs' hands up in the air for their first 6 points of the season.
Look at that, Waylon Barton. He's had a couple of good carries so far, had the carry for 8 yards on his first carry, now there for 15 yards and the touchdown. The junior, a very good first quarter, as you mentioned, giving Vandercook Lake their first score of the season, leading 6-0, and they're going to go for the extra kick. Kick is up, nearly blocked there, but it is going to split the uprights. 7-0 lead for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they're able to come in on that far side and almost got a hand on it. It seemed like once the snap came in, though, it seemed like it was a little slow going from setting it up to getting a foot on it. But
yeah, a little bit of a weird setup there. Yeah, the pressure coming there from the left side and good perseverance to be able to follow through there and get that extra point. So big first drive there for Vandercook Lake, and they get the defensive stop, force a three and out from East Jackson, and then they just march on down the field. Of course, East Jackson helping them out a little bit with two penalties in there.
Yeah, and not just two penalties, two big penalties. When you're a struggling program like this, you can't give your opponent 30 yards and put them in the red zone. First, you put them past midfield, and then you put them in the red zone with your penalties. A first quarter, by the way, again, brought to you by East Jackson Schools. Appreciate their support in making our broadcast possible here from East Jackson, home of the Dome.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Dome, famous. The Dome, I'm told, coming into this one as that touchdown by Leland Barton as well, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
We had another penalty out there. They're stepping it off now.
This is going to be against East Jackson again. Another? This is going to give another short field for Vandercook Lake to kick this one off. They're kicking this one from the 45.
Wow.
Three penalties in just the first 3 minutes of the game. 9:12 to go in the first. It's a 7-0 lead for Vandercook Lake.
I didn't see a signal on that penalty. I don't know what it was. It's a mystery.
Kicked away by Sam Griffin. This one's going to roll just shy of the end zone around the 5. Anthony Armstead going to try to bring this one, cutting to the near sideline. And he's able to stiff arm his way, and he'll step out of bounds just past the 20. So making a little something out of nothing there.
I'm looking forward to seeing that stiff arm again. He stuck that thing out. It almost looked like a wrestling clothesline because that dude hit the floor hard after that stiff arm. And if it wasn't for that, he wasn't going to pick up those extra 5 yards.
Yeah, he would have probably been around the 10-yard line if not for that maneuver. So just like that's going to be first and 10 from the East Jackson 22-yard line left hash mark.
Well, you know, that's one thing we don't talk about a whole lot at the high school level. That stiff arm is a really good tool to have in your arsenal if you're running with the ball.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right, one back with Padgett. Man in motion to the right. Padgett takes a snap, looking in the air, pocket collapses, takes a shot deep downfield on the near sideline, and it's going to be caught by K.J. Olivier, and he's got one man to beat, and he's going to be all alone. Touchdown, Trojans, and just like that, it's 7-6.
Wow. You know, the defender on that one, which was number 8, Justin Barnes, didn't even look back for the ball. He could tell that Olivier had his eyes on it. He tried to put his hands up and was waving them back and forth just to try to create a little difficulty. I have to imagine if he was able to turn around, he might have had a chance at least trying to pick that off.
78 yards from Amari Padgett to K.J. Olivier. Wow. Talk about a change in momentum.
Well, just like that, like you said. Evens it up.
Extra kick. There's going to be a penalty marker down right as they were snapping that one.
Well, that's either in false start or...
Looks like it's against East Jackson again.
It's probably... All right. Even though it's against East Jackson, it's probably for the best because that was a bad snap. and there's no way they're going to get that kick off.
Probably would have been blocked. That was definitely collapsing quickly. So.
Yeah, so this is – it's going to be a little tougher of a kick probably for him. Well, no. Look, it was east, it was against Vandy. They moved
okay,
up a little bit.
Okay, all right. So that's the first Jayhawk penalty of the game. This will be kicked up by Edvarts Rumba, trying to even this one up. Another penalty marker down. Did split the uprights, but it is going to be...
That one's against East Jackson.
Yes, so another East Jackson penalty. So
yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Hmm. When you have a penalty, when you're here kicking the extra point, and you get that much closer to the end zone, you don't try to go for two there. Now you've got a little bit harder of a kick. Yeah, he split the uprights on that, but
it was very low. It was low. Barely made it, but he did make it. But that does change things here. We'll see if they end up going for two now that they're pushed all the way back.
Penalty against East Jackson.
All the way back to the 16-yard line.
Wow.
They're still going to go for it. They're still lining up for the kick with Edvarts Rumba.
I'm running out of room on my penalty statue here.
And that one's going to be low blocked, and the extra point is unsuccessful. So it's going to be a 7-6 score in favor of Vandercook Lake as both these teams trading some plays. Of course, we're fresh off of a 78-yard touchdown catch from K.J. Olivier. And, boy, just again, talk about the impressive arm from Amari Padgett.
That was a very impressive connection. He didn't really have to break his stride too much. He did slow down so he could get under it. But just to be able to make that connection after your defense had struggled and gave up, chunks of yards to Vandercook Lake, able to kind of push their way down the field with the help of a few penalties and get the score. Just to come back like that, run two plays, go 78 yards, and then score. That's impressive. Now, again, East Jackson needs to clean things up. They need to clean things up. If they didn't have that penalty, we'd have a tied game right now.
Way too many penalties. And again, that definitely hurt them on Vandercook Lake's first drive with, you know, giving them some extra yards, especially pushing them into the red zone where they scored a play later. So, and I think especially here, East Jackson, they did not have any success on the ground in their first drive. They were forced to go three and out, followed by an incomplete pass. So they locked and loaded, and it paid off.
45 yards in penalties for the Trojans so far.
Ouch.
And where are we in the quarter?
We're barely 3 minutes in. 8:52 to go in the first. It's 7-6 for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. So, yeah, they've really got to clean it up from here on out if they want to try to maximize their chances. You're just really going to be shooting yourself in the foot if you're consistently, you know, bailing your opponent out on either side of the ball.
Well, we want to think of the ref's safety here, too. We don't want them to get flag elbow this early in the game.
Oh, boy. All right. So
sorry.
East Jackson going to be kicking this one away from the normal 40-yard line. Vandercook Lake back to receive this one. We've got Barton and Roper back to receive this one. To return, rather. This one, a little bit of a squib kick, fielded around the 25-yard line, and trouble to pick this one up. Ben Griffin, he does get it. He's going to try to go up the middle, breaking a couple tackles before finally being brought down at around the 35. So an interesting kickoff, to say the least.
Yeah, he ran through about three blue jerseys before he finally was taken down. And again, they're starting off with pretty decent field position. They're going to be here at the 35 to get things rolling for this Jayhawk offense.
You said it, 35-yard line, and Vandercook Lake, of course, now trying to put together a drive in their own territory. They started after the penalty on their first drive at the 39-yard line of East Jackson, so a very short field. They took advantage. Let's see what they do here. First and 10 from the 35, in between the two hash marks, two backs there. Going to be a handoff up the middle. It's Barton again cutting off to the left, and he's in for the first down, and then some on the far sideline. Three men to beat, and he's going to be forced out of bounds at around the 40 in East Jackson territory. A quick first down.
Amari Pageant able to track him down, chase him down, and force him out of bounds. all the way to not after he got the first down and then some. Already well past the 50. They're spotting the ball here at what, the 42 to get things started for.
Yeah, this is a quick advancement up the field. That's a 23-yard run for Leland Barton, and he is really putting up the numbers quickly.
East Jackson's got to find their discipline on defense.
Already up to 46 yards, three carries, and a touchdown. Going to be a handoff on first down. Deshaun Roper cutting off to the right side. Another good gain down at around the 35-yard line for second and short.
Looks like Bryce Sajdak was among the first ones there on the stop. There's Sajdak. Thank you so much. Sometimes we rely on the PA announcers here for assistance with that.
Yeah, sometimes some of these names can be pretty tough, so we do appreciate the assistance there.
My wish for Christmas is that everybody has a name of Smith, Jones.
Williams.
Yeah, Williams.
Second down and four from the East Jackson 36. Going to be a keeper here. Going to go off to the left-hand side. Breaking couple tackles again. Brought down at around the 25 for another Vandercook Lake first down.
Yeah, at least we're seeing kind of a clean series on both sides here. But, yeah, nice pickup on the first down. There is a flag on the pace.
Another one.
I spoke too soon. This one's coming back.
It's going to be another Vandercook penalty this time. All right.
A little change of pace. We got to mix it up a little bit.
Yes. So the penalties have been going both ways, but definitely been a bit of a rough one in terms of the penalties. Just been, again, that one erasing a really good drive, really good first down. Not erasing the drive entirely, as you'd say. I should reword that as just a race to the first down run.
Oh, Vandy's still looking at really good position here because they're second down and about four right now. So even with the penalty, they're still in a pretty good spot.
Official currently lining this one up. It's going to be at the 42.
Oh, they backed them up some more.
Going to the original line of scrimmage, but it's going to stay second down. So second down and 10 now from the East Jackson 42. 7:32 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 lead for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. Two backs for the Jayhawks. Oh, and there's going to be another jump, another penalty.
Wow.
Could be a false start, could be encroachment. We'll see. Lot of penalties. And it's, as a result, making this a very slow-moving first quarter.
Yep, it is. When you have to stop for the, well, at least the refs are getting their steps in tonight.
Yeah, literally as they do one as they line up the the yardage right there. That is going to be another East Jackson penalty. This brings the ball up to the 38, which makes it second down and six.
Second and six after the penalty.
How many times are we going to redo the second down? We'll see. One receiver on either side, two backs there with the quarterback.
I don't know what the record
takes
is.
Takes a high snap. Got a quick handoff to the right to Roper. Breaks the tackle. Going to be forced to the near sideline, but brought down inbounds by Bryce Sajdak.
Sajdak again there on the stop. It looked like it was number 52, Gaden Goodloe-Boyd, who was first one through, but wasn't able to wrap him up and bring him down.
This one's going to be, looks like at the same spot. Wasn't able to really get any progress on that one. No gain on the play. 10 yards on three carries for Deshaun Roper.
The Vikings are hosting Waverly tonight, and after a Jaden Potter 98 interception TD, Vikings 8-6 right now.
Look at that. Third down and six from the 38. Quick forward pass there for the sweeping Leland Barton. He's going to be in for the first down on the far sideline. Another penalty marker down, and he's going to break his way through, and he's going to be into the end zone for a touchdown. We'll see what this flag is.
It's coming
this
back.
This is going to come back probably.
Number 70 took his helmet off. So everything that just happened, all the cheering on the other side of the field, it's all for naught. Because somehow 70 had his lid off over here, and the refs are talking about it right here at the 30.
Yeah, you got it knocked off, and he's slowly walking his way to the far sideline. That's Noah Monroy, the sophomore. And yeah, the officials, there's multiple flags thrown on that one, so something definitely happened on that one, and this was This is going to be very interesting. So speaking of these penalties now, both teams, you could see a potential touchdown overturned right here for Vandercook Lake. Lengthy meeting here. Three of the officials having a long chat about this one.
Fourth one coming in from the far side, too. I don't know if there's multiple on it. It could be offsetting. Who knows? I only see the one flag. Where's the other one at?
It's right in between where they're all standing there.
Okay.
So I don't know if they maybe flagged the same thing, potentially.
It's possible, right.
So here comes the call. Personal foul, East Jackson. Oh, so it is offsetting penalties. There's another one against
Sportsman's-like.
Yeah. So they offset, so this should stay as a...
It is going to stand.
Okay. All right, so that's going to be Leland Barton on the touchdown, his second touchdown of the game, a 38-yard rush.
So you had the personal foul, then you had the unsportsmanlike, which was retaliation, which apparently happened after the score. That's why it's able to stand.
84 yards, two touchdowns on four carries for the junior Leland Barton. What a game he is having, and we're not even halfway through this first quarter. 6:25 to go. It's 13-6 for Vandercook Lake as they're getting ready to take the extra point.
Getting some final instruction in from the sideline. It just feels like it's taking a while for this to get in.
I know. Well, it just goes back to our point. This is just a very slow-moving first quarter.
Well, from what the crew was telling us here in the booth yesterday, or not yesterday, last week was a slow-moving game here, too.
Yeah, and that one was a lot of cramps, just like our first game we did it with Western and Divine Child. That was very common in this area with the heat last Thursday, and...
Oh, we don't have the heat issues tonight.
Yeah, no it's heat issues tonight, but we have the penalty issues tonight.
Right. Very comfortable here. It's got that nice little fall crispy kind of feel to it in the air. It's real nice.
It's pretty nice. I'm sure if you were outside, probably need a jacket here soon, but at least up here. We do have the window open here in the press box, and it is very nice to your point.
So. That's because I had my wife's famous chili for lunch. That's
why the warmth that it gave you is continuing until now, which is quite impressive. Maybe she should enter into that Fall Fest and Chili Classic coming up.
You know,
downtown Jackson.
We've got room for teams in it.
If you're wondering, it has taken this long to get this kick up, and there is going to be another whistle blown now as they finally get the kick up. A late flag.
Wow.
I'm
just going to stop. I'm just going to stop.
How much side conversation that we can actually have? And yet it is going to be a false start against Vandercook Lake, so this is going to push them back on this extra point attempt.
That's Vandy's third. Well, I didn't count the last one because it was offsetting. So that's their third. They've got 16 yards in penalties so far, Vandy does.
And now it's going to be a longer... extra point, as it's going to be good low, but it does split the uprights. It is now 14-6. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. And Vandercook Lake, they're really putting together a pretty good first quarter if you ignore these penalties. Of course, East Jackson's had their share of penalties as well. But Vandercook Lake, look at this.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. The type of offense that they're running, again, we didn't get much intel from the coach with our conversation this morning. But it's kind of like an option style, depending on where the weakness is in the defense. It's either going to be handed off, go one way, or the quarterback's going to keep it and go the other, which makes it very difficult for this East Jackson team to respond to. You can't really tell which way the ball's going, and once you figure it out, it's almost too late for East Jackson. They're past the line of scrimmage. They're dodging the tackles, running through the arm tackles, and getting good chunks.
And it's going to be very interesting to see what East Jackson comes with as a counter punch as their last drive, again, first drive of the game, I should say first, was a 3-and-out, no success on the ground. Second drive, it was one play. It was a 78-yard pass from Amari Padgett to KJ Olivier. And they're going to have to try to respond here. 6:25 to go in the first, 14-6 for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson.
Grass Lake on top of Columbia, 21-6 right now. with our out-of-town scoreboard. 8-6, end of first, Jay High on top of Waverly.
Well, now how come all these other games are at the end of the first? We're not even halfway through the first. What's going on?
Well, I'm sure they haven't had as much laundry on the field as we've had here. Lumen Christie on top, 7-0, end of first.
All right, this one's going to be kicked away. East Jackson returning with D'Angelo Alexander around the 30-yard line, making progress up the middle of the field. Bit of a spin brought down shy of the 45.
It was number 7 who was there to make the first hit and cause the stop. That was Armani Spalding from Vandercook getting that hit, causing the spin. He was able to get another yard, but he's not going down without that first hit.
It's going to be 43-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans. This is the farthest up the field they've been besides that 78-yard touchdown they had on their last drive. East Jackson. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, one back with Padgett. Takes a high snap, pitches this one off to the left side. Going to be sweeping towards the near sideline. Good run, stiff arm, and he's going to be in for the first down. Still running. 30, 25, and down, out of bounds. What a run. And going to be some extracurricular activity after that one as well.
Armani Spalding again with the stop on that one. But, yeah, not after he ran around a bunch of white jerseys on that one. He had a nice – it was right here about the 50-yard line where he had a juke in like he was going to go straight. The defender bit, and he just went right around the outside of him and able to get another 20 off of that easily.
It was the first down of the game as well for East Jackson. Big-time gain there, first and 10 from the Vandercook Lake 26. Going to be a pitch forward, and it's going to be down for a loss as – that was shuffled ahead to D'Angelo Alexander.
Armani Spalding saying his name a lot on this series, being a beast here on the defense. Basically got through untouched, got that tackle in the backfield. And East Jackson not helping their cause here at all. Looks like another penalty. It's going to be a false start on the Trojans.
That erases a
they said it looks like
right
it was
there.
Declined. Looks like it was declined.
Since he was stopped for the loss there, he's brought back to the 31-yard line.
He's tackled for a loss. So instead of taking the penalty and having it be first down, they're taking the loss and that loss of down. So it's second and, 16?
14-6 is the score. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. East Jackson with the ball, 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Second and long from the 31-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Padgett takes a snap, going to bring it on the ground himself, running towards the near sideline, breaking through, and he's going to sneak in for the first down, and then some, trying to make it inside, and he's going to be brought down just shy of the 5. Look at that run from the senior quarterback.
See that yellow thing out there?
Oh, no.
That's another.
Got another one coming back, potentially.
Yeah, that was a great run, too. Untouched to about the 15. The first one to get a hand on him was Justin Barnes, and then he was forced out after that.
Face mask. Or was it a holding?
I think it was, you know what?
Could be one or the other.
It was kind of, if it was holding, it was kind of high. If it was face mask, I didn't see the hand grip on it.
Okay.
I guess we'll see once they step it off here.
We'll say holding. I'm going to say holding. It's going to bring it all the way back to the 34-yard line. Wow.
Holding was the call.
Wow.
A great run by Amari Padgett. Just erased in the history books.
Wow.
Second down and long still. 5:36 and counting in this one.
If it wasn't for all the East Jackson penalties, this would be 100% totally different game right now.
Absolutely. They just continue to just shoot themselves in the foot with all these penalties. Second and long from the 34-yard line. Takes the snap. Padgett looking downfield. Going for another deep shot on the far sideline. It's going to be incomplete. That's going to be another penalty marker on the play.
Pass interference. The ball was high, a little bit underthrown. The receiver coming back to get underneath it. The defender, which was number 1, Chris Jimenez. I don't see a number one on their sheet
here. I think it's Jimenez because I was confused about that. He should be number two, but he's number one. I thought might have been Leland Barton as well, potentially.
So he comes back, tries to make a play on it, runs into the receiver, and then you can see the flag come out from about 30 yards away.
And they're picking it up. So they're just going to say incomplete. So no penalty after all.
Okay. Wow.
All right. So it is going to be third and long.
Of course, that call being well received here by the home fan base. I feel like it did a lot of analyzing all for nothing on that.
Well, I feel like that's been a lot of this game in terms of we analyze the play. Oh, there's a penalty marker. So what we just said doesn't even matter. There we go. Third and long. This is the second third down attempt for East Jackson. They're 0 for 1. Their goal for the first down is about the 18-yard line. Can't do the math that quickly. Oh, and another false start for East Jackson. Seven penalties on the Trojans in this first quarter. Three on Vandercook Lake, 10 in this first quarter. We're barely past the halfway point in this first quarter. 5:31 to go.
This first quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools. There's quite a bit of confusion on that play. The running back had lined up in the wrong spot. The quarterback had him move. Then he stomped his foot to get the receiver to go in motion. Receiver goes in motion, and that's when the flag comes out. And I feel like they're running close on time. They're running out of time to get that playoff.
Yeah, cutting it close there. It's going to be all the way back at the 39-yard line, so this is probably at least third down and 20. Going to be another deep shot on third down on the far sideline and potentially another pass interference. It is. Looks like Jimenez, a little bit of a bump there of Anthony Armstead.
Same play as the last time. Threw it up high, gave his receiver time to run underneath it, and it was when both guys going for the ball
bumped
into each other, and that's when the flag came out.
I think that one honestly could have been avoidable, honestly. Looked a little avoidable.
Well, all right, so let's compare to what we're seeing tonight with what we saw last week, right? Last week, the refs called it fair and let them play a little bit. Tonight, there's a lot of flags coming out, and honestly, it all looks like they've been justified.
Yeah, there's been a lot of contact in this one, just like that. Like you, as soon as the bump happened, you knew that's going to be called. And now it's going to be third down and somewhat manageable. It's going to be at the 24-yard line. Going to be a high snap to Padgett trying to cut out. He's going to bring it on the ground himself before slinging it away. Incomplete just high of Alexander as he was getting hit.
Just a little bit out of his reach. I mean, the pass was on the line. It needed to be just a little bit too high. So that's going to bring up a fourth and long for this East Jackson team. But, I mean, Padgett able to move in the pocket, able to create himself some space, create some time when he was facing some pressure, and able to get that ball off just a little bit lower. They got a first down.
And we'll see. They'll be going for it here. 5:23 to go in this one, 14-6, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson.
You're kind of in that no man's land right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's either go for it, you're not in a spot to kick.
Going to be snapped and going to be wide open. Going to take a throw downfield for the first down there to D'Angelo Alexander on the far sideline. Going to be inside the 15.
That was just a great way to connect on that. They bootleg it outright. Got some space. It's so hard to defend on that. Once the reception's made, he just was able. It was thrown in a spot where he's able just to get it, go down on his knees. Defender didn't even have a chance to stop him. Move the sticks, fresh set of downs, and you're in business here in the red zone.
And he had plenty of room as well. If he wanted to run that one, he had so much room. So just great blocking there by the line, and it's going to be first and 10 from the 12-yard line in Vandercook Lake territory. Man in motion now, Padgett the snap, going to hand this one off to the left. Spin move, Alexander is going to be brought down for maybe a loss.
Bunch of white jerseys in on that one, but Justin Barnes, first one to make the contact, wrap him up, slow him down to get the rest of the Jayhawk flock there to take him down.
Going to be a loss of five. Wow, all the way back to the 17-yard line.
That's kind of surprising. I thought he was at least a little bit closer to line of scrimmage on that.
It did look, but just with, you know, some of that play action there, handoff was a little bit behind him as well, so, ooh.
And we do kind of have the Tiger Stadium seat.
That is fair. We're constantly bouncing back and forth. This has been a nice press box, though. Nice evening here at East Jackson High School.
It is. Great guys here in the booth we're sharing space with. It's a fun night.
We're pushing 40 minutes, by the way, in this first quarter, so... Oh, my. It's going to be second down and 15. Taking the snap. Paget looking downfield. Throw up the left side. Caught by Alexander and forced out inside the five.
Number 21 wrapping him up, throwing him out of bounds. That's Deshaun Roper. But, again, another great designed play. It was your one option for the receiver. He's able to get out in space, use his speed, create a little distance between him and the defender. You can't defend that bootleg, and able to connect and get the first down. Or no, it's not a first down. It's third.
Just shy. It's third down. It's going to be third down and three from the five-yard line, left hash mark. In the red zone, East Jackson looking for another score. High snap to Paget. Hand off to the left, going inside. It looks like he should be in for the first down, but we'll see.
That's really close.
That's going to be close.
You see they're standing on the far side. That's going to be really close.
Anthony Armstead, the ball carrier.
They're calling it fourth.
Hey, he's going to be just short. It's going to be fourth and one. Oh, my.
It's a very short one.
Fourth down, about a yard to go.
Gaining two on the play. That was his first carry.
Vandy's calling a timeout here.
We're going to take a timeout as well. I think we've earned this timeout right here. We're going to be back in 30 seconds. 3:14 to go in the first. Vandercook Lake holding on to a 14-6 lead over East Jackson on K105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
3:14 to go in the first quarter of play. 14-6, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. Although East Jackson knocking on the door, it's fourth and one from the 3-yard line in Vandercook Lake territory. Can they get the score and potentially draw even, or will Vandercook Lake get a big goal line stop?
This is their second fourth down conversion attempt here in this drive.
They're one for one as we get the snap going right up the middle, and it looks like in for the first down, but shy of the score. That's Paget.
Oh, he had a big hole. Big hole. Ooh. Right off of the guard and able to get that first down.
A huge first down. Oh, my goodness. Inside. It's going to be at the 1-yard line.
As soon as he got close to that goal line, that Vandy defense just created a wall. He was hit. It seemed like he was hit by all 11 people to prevent him from getting any farther.
And now East Jackson has four tries to make it 1 yard. First and goal from the 1 yard line. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Snap to Paget. He's going to try to charge forward. It looks like he was stopped. Trying to go forward, spin his way out of danger, and right at the goal line on the left side. I don't think he made it.
There was about five white jerseys that met him at about the half-yard line.
All that effort just to bring him down, though. That's crazy.
Well, he's doing what you taught. He's doing what you taught. When you're running with the ball, you stay low, you keep moving your feet, and you don't give up. Low man wins, and he was pretty low, and he was chopping his feet.
So he is going to be stopped for no gain, second and goal from the 1 yard line. And the clock now running, and it's been a couple plays since we've had a penalty. So, boy, now it's weird to see the clock going there. 2:05 and counting in this first quarter.
East Jackson able to sustain a drive here, too.
Yes. So, one receiver to either side. Paget under center. Taking the snap. He's going to go forward himself. He dives forward. Did he break the goal line? He did. Touchdown, Trojans.
Number 55 almost broke that up. Able to get in the backfield and try to shut that down. I don't have a 55 on my stat sheet here, but Yeah, they're able to almost get that stop. But East Jackson able to get past that, able to get in the end zone, able to get their points up on the board, making it 12-14 right now.
And I believe they're going to go for two, as they were unsuccessful on the extra point kick the first time around, despite all the penalties, as we mentioned. So they're going to try to even this thing up with a two-point attempt. Currently 14-12 in favor of Vandercook Lake.
I would expect, they had a lot of success with that bootleg. I would expect that we would see that again, here again, rolling out to the right and finding your receiver open in space.
Two-point attempt for the Trojans. Two receivers right, one left, one back with Padgett. Taking a high snap, he's going to sweep on the right side out of the pocket. It's going to be a catch. Interesting there on the far side, but into the end zone for the two-point conversion for the Trojans. Bit of a one-handed catch by Alexander.
Hey, I'm going to consult my eight ball from now on. I called it. D'Angelo. Able to get in and even up the score. Tied up here in the fourth. Tied up in the first. 14-14.
24 yards on four catches for D'Angelo Alexander. Successfully converting that 2 points. And we're all not enough, as you mentioned. 14 apiece. 150 to go in this first quarter. It's amazing what happens when both teams keep it clean for a couple minutes. It's insane.
There was still plenty of laundry out on that one, but able to sustain a drive. It didn't impede them all that much, and really able to overcome a couple fourth down conversions to keep that going. So East Jackson showing a little grit on that drive.
And it's been a bit of an up-and-down first quarter for them just in terms of their drives. We're not even talking penalties at this point. First drive for them was a three-and-out. Second drive was a one-shot 78 yards from Padgett to KJ Olivier for the score. And then this last drive, they really had to bump and bruise their way up the field from their 43-yard line. Many plays, a lot of penalties earlier in the drive. And able to just eventually strong-arm their way into the end zone. So a pretty interesting drive there. Got a little bit of everything so far in the three East Jackson drives. And now it's up to Vandercook Lake to try to respond, and that's been key, as it doesn't seem like in the first two drives East Jackson has had an answer.
No, very porous defense for EJ.
A little bit of another squib there, fielded around the 25-yard line for Barton. He's going to cut to the right, then cut to the left on the far side. Big gain. He's going to be into East Jackson territory. Two men to beat. He's still going, spinning on the far sideline at the 25-20, down on the far side, just shy of the 20. Oh, my goodness.
He got a block early on and just outran everybody up to the, about the 25 is where he is?
That
little dude's got some speed.
He went about 50 yards on that return. Incredible. Wow, and just like that, another very short field, the shortest field of the game for Vandy, starting from the 23-yard line.
Wow, that was fun to watch. 23-yard
line. Going to be from the left hash mark here, first and 10. Two receivers to the right, one make it two to the left for the Jayhawks. Jimenez in the shotgun with one back with him. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, carries it himself off to the right side, sweeping now, dodges a tackle, goes to the near sideline, forced out, shy of the 20. I don't think he got any gain on that.
He was trying to give that stiff arm to number three to get the edge, but Anthony Armstead wasn't having any of it and just forced him out of bounds.
Oh, no. I see a penalty marker out there. What is that going to be?
Looks like it's going against the Jayhawks. You got some of the guys over there wearing blue applauding.
Yep, so it's going to be another Vandercook Lake penalty. 5 for them, 7 for East Jackson.
We're not getting a signal as to what the penalty is. Looks like they're about ready to step it off.
Vandercook Lake themselves are going back a little bit.
Blocking the back.
Okay. That would explain them trying to get something set up on that outside edge. 32-yard line is where they will end up.
Yeah, so that makes it about a first and 20. It's
First and 19. Their goal is the 13-yard line. First and 19 from the 32 for Vandercook Lake in East Jackson territory. 1:28 to go in the first quarter, tied at 14. High snap to Jimenez. He's going to peel out of the pocket, throw deep down the field on the near sideline. Wide open, and it's caught! And, lost as he was going out of bounds. What are they going to rule this?
They're calling it a catch. Calling it a catch and then a fumble out of bounds.
Wow. I believe that was 17. Sam Griffin getting a lot of groans from the East Jackson supporters, and that was the first throw of the game for Chris Jimenez.
We don't have the luxury of the instant replay, but he had possession of the ball. He came back for it, a little underthrown, came back for it, able to make the catch, and he turned and went upfield before he lost possession of it out of bounds. So he was able to take at least a couple of strides before he lost it. So that's good enough for a reception.
27-yard gain there, first and goal from the 5 for Vandercook Lake. Taking the snap, Jimenez cutting in up the middle himself, and he's going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
That was a gritty
run.
He was like a pinball, just bouncing off of defenders, getting into the end zone and getting the score for the Jayhawks.
9 yards on 2 carries with that score. And it's 20-14. PAT pending. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. What a first quarter. Well, yeah. A lot of these other games we're trying to monitor as well. We're probably approaching halftime at this point. And we're still at the end of the first. Kick is up, and kick is going to be wide left. That one might have been tipped as well, but it's going to be no good on the extra point.
Just to the left, and yeah, 2014, our current score, and it's still got over a minute to play.
In the first quarter,
first quarter. Let me be clear.
We've had it all, except for maybe a brief window of the time moving. We have had everything besides the clock moving in this first quarter of play.
Wow.
So this has just been insane, but a lot of fight for these two Cascades teams. Cascades East meets Cascades West. Both teams searching for their first win of the season. And East Jackson, they've had a good mix of big plays, some gritty plays as well, but Vandercook Lake, they've just been getting everything they want on the offensive side of the football.
Pretty much, whether it's been on the ground or in the air, we're seeing good balance on offense from both teams here tonight. And that's what's making this so much fun to call. You never know which way it's going to go.
And you mentioned both these teams not particularly great, but very evenly matched against each other.
Yeah.
And that's what's making this a fun game, is this one's going to be fielded around the 20-yard line by East Jackson on the kickoff. Cutting up field, got some good field position, got some good blocking as well, now down shy of the 50.
Olivier, on the return on that one, it feels like he's just a foot taller than anybody wearing a white jersey. He's just a big body that's hard to bring down for this Vandercook Lake team. He's just able to run through people, run over people, had a decent return, and set themselves up in business near midfield.
He's got the speed as well, and of course that was shown earlier when he had that 78-yard touchdown play on the catch. And it's going to be first and 10 from the East Jackson 48 right hash mark. Two receivers right, one left. 20-14, East Jackson trailing. Padgett, the snap, flag is down, trying to work his way back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down for a loss by 3 Jayhawks.
He ran into a flock of Jayhawks on that one. Tried to make something happen, but you know the numbers were not in his favor.
And we'll see what this penalty is. He was brought down at the 45-yard line before that penalty.
First quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools. We do have Lumen Christi on top of Pontiac Notre Dame Prep 14-7. They are not in the first quarter.
They're probably at halftime if I were to wager a guess.
Oh, man.
So I believe the penalty was against East Jackson and then declined. It's a loss of 3 yards on the play.
That was declined by Vandercook.
It's going to be second down and 13 from the 45-yard line. 59 seconds to go in this first quarter.
These kids are going to be out well past curfew tonight.
What is going to what's going to happen first? The clock hits 8 o'clock or this first quarter ends?
Oh, man. I'll have to ask the 8.
7:55 right now. Second and 13, going to be a throw deep downfield. It's going to be just incomplete in the breadbasket and then out for D'Angelo Alexander at around the 20-yard line. Wow, and another penalty marker.
Padgett is just trusting his receivers. He's just throwing it up, giving them time to get underneath it. He's throwing it into double coverage, into triple coverage. But he's got the receivers who've got the height. There's certainly a height advantage for this East Jackson team over this Vandy team here tonight. So he's trusting his receivers on a lot of these deep balls.
And it's going to be another declined penalty.
Yeah, it's third and long. You're losing another down. East Jackson's not afraid to throw it. They're not afraid to run it. With this kind of situation, though, you, as a defense, you kind of know you're expecting a pass again on this one. You know, they've also shown that they can break up plays by bringing some heat.
Third and 13 from the 45. Going to be a throw down to the left side. That's going to be too high and incomplete for Alexander. Back-to-back incompletions, and it's fourth and long. East Jackson is 0 of 4 on third down in this first quarter.
They had a blitz coming on the far side again, causing a little disruption in the backfield for Padgett, and he just couldn't get that just couldn't get the mustard on the ball that he wanted.
We fourth down. We should be seeing a punt here from East Jackson. 47 seconds left here in the first quarter as Vandercook Lake set to get their fifth, make it their fourth possession of the first quarter. You heard that right, the first quarter.
Wow.
It's getting close, 7:57 right now, and there's 47 seconds left. Oh, they're going for it. A little bit of a sneak play, throw downfield, incomplete. Way too much power there for the intended receiver. And it's going to be an unsuccessful fourth down conversion. Intended pass target was KJ Olivier.
Well, Olivier trying to get open and just ran right into number 8, Justin Barnes, and couldn't get under the ball like he had wanted to. So turnover on downs. East Jackson, or I'm sorry, Vandercook Lake starting in really good position here.
And, yeah, they've started all four of their drives, or sorry, I should say three of their four drives in East Jackson territory, now at the 45-yard line. 42 seconds left in the first, one receiver to either side, two back there with Jimenez in the gun. Going to take the snap, hand off to the left. That's Barton cutting up middle, and he's going to break some more tackles, spinning his way out of bounds on the far side for another first down run.
He's just running right through the Trojans, and it's not like the Trojans aren't getting bodies on them. They are. They're just not wrapping up and driving to the ground. There's just a lot of broken tackles every time Vandy has the ball on offense and puts it on the ground.
Completely evasive is probably the best way I can describe him. He's just finding a way to navigate his way around that contact. He's just very slippery out there. That's another good word for him, slippery. Picking up another 10 yards on the play. He's got 94 yards on 5 carries with 2 touchdowns.
Did not bring my thesaurus with me tonight.
Find some alternate words there.
We're going to need him with how long this game's going.
Oh, my goodness. It's 7:58, 34 seconds still. First and 10 from the 35. Going to be a handoff to Barton again. Who else? He breaks another tackle, slips up to the near side. Still running, breaks another 3 or 4. He's going to be in for another first down run shy of the 20.
He just doesn't stop. He's one of the lowest bodies out there. And he, you know, low man wins. He stays low. He keeps chopping his feet, and he's running through people. I mean, half the defense had their hands on him on that play, and he still got the first down.
Another 13 yards, 107 yards on 6 carries. Already passing the century mark, and the first quarter is just about coming to an end. 13 seconds left. We'll see if Vandercook Lake can squeeze in a play. It is 7:59, and it looks like they are going to back off. Final 5 seconds, and that'll do it for the first quarter of play.
Wow.
20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. as they look to add more at the start of the second quarter, which is next, finally, on K105.3.
Vanderbilt Lake 20, East Jackson 14.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
Second quarter set to get underway, finally right at 8 o'clock, an hour for a single quarter right there. 20-14 is the score, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. And Vandercook Lake putting together another good drive. Nobody on the Trojans can stop Leland Barton as the Jayhawks line up first and 10 from the 23-yard line in East Jackson territory. One receiver to either side, two backs with Chris Jimenez. Connor Dockery with Mark Daly with you on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools.
Officials having a chat in between the two lines before we get this second quarter underway. And we're ready to go with this first and 10 from the 23. And there's going to be another penalty marker, a potential false start. Several flags down on the play. It is a false start.
Flags on the field.
Well, you had the end over there. The defensive end moved, didn't cross. That caused the tight end over here to jump. And he lost the 5 yards here.
Back at the 27-yard line now, first and 15. For our first play in the second quarter, which we can only hope will go by faster than the first quarter.
Don't keep your hold.
One receiver to either side, two backs with Jimenez. Takes the snap. He's going to hand off to the right-hand side. That's going to be Deshaun Roper, and he's going to be brought down from behind by two Trojans.
And we've got a flag on the play.
Another late flag there, it looks like.
KJ Olivier among the two Trojans to make the stop on that play on the far side, preventing them from getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, irregardless of the penalty, that's a pretty good run stop there.
Yeah. But the penalty's over here on this side. I'm totally away from where the play was. I'm really curious as to what the call's going to be on this. Holding over here on this side.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the play. There's just no excuse for that. Well, they're calling it off. So.
Okay. Declined, it looks like. So because of that good stop from East Jackson, trying to force it to second down, which they will. Going to be no gain back at the 27-yard line for Roper, who's got 10 yards on four carries. Second down and 15 from the 27. 11:53 to go in the first half. 20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake. Two right, one left for receivers. One back with Jimenez. Takes a snap. He's going to pitch this one behind. It's going to be our boy Barton. Slips through for another big gain. He's going to charge his way down to the 15-yard line. It looks like just short of the first down.
He ran through about a half dozen defenders before he ran into number 21, Bryce Sajak, to make the tackle, make the stop, but he picked up a good chunk, and it's third down and manageable right now for the Jayhawks.
Make it another 11 yards for Leland Brown. Make it Leland Barton, I beg your pardon. 118 yards.
He's quick.
On seven carries.
He's so quick.
Quick, evasive, slippery, use whatever words you want.
All of the above.
Is just, He's been impressive in this mm-hmm. one. It's going to be a third down and three from the 16-yard line. Jimenez takes a snap. He's going to keep it. He's going to run off to the right side himself, and I don't think he made it to the first down. Looks like he was just short.
Yeah, he ran into a wall. He tried to go up the middle. That got stuffed, tried to bounce it out, and they were there to collapse on that one. Probably lost a little bit on that, too.
Yeah, it looks like he did not get any gain. He's still at the six. Well, you're right. He might have actually brought back a yard. I think he is still at the 16, so no gain. 0-2 on third down for Vandercook Lake, so big fourth down right here.
Yeah, and your defense, you got trust in your defense if you're Vandy, so might as well, right?
Absolutely. Fourth and three from the 16-yard line, 10-13 to go in the first half of play. One receiver to either side. Jimenez trying to get the call here from the sideline.
Was trying to get him to jump.
Yeah,
that
looks
didn't
like
work.
There's going to be a pay, just a timeout here. So we will step aside for this timeout. 10:01 to go in the first half. 20-14, Vandercook Lake leads. Fourth down coming up next in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
One to go in the first half of play, 20-14, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. In the middle of a timeout here as Vandercook Lake is looking at a fourth down and three from the 16-yard line. They're in the red zone trying to make this a two-score game.
Well, they tried to get the 5 yards the easy way, but tried to make them jump. That didn't work, so they exhausted a timeout. I mean, they're getting a lot of breaks anyway with all the penalties going on, so you might as well use it, right? Can't take it with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Vandercook Lake ready to go here, trying to get a first down and keep this drive going. East Jackson trying to get a stop and keep this game within one score. Two receivers right, one left. Jimenez the snap, fakes the handoff, going to look downfield into the end zone for the throw, and it's going to be too far and incomplete, just out of the reach of the receiver.
He had some space there. He found the spot behind two receivers, just a handful of yards ahead of him. He was open, just missed the mark by a couple yards, overthrowing him. They connect. That's a score.
Nick Gardner, the intended target on the play, the senior. And that's a turnover on downs, a big-time stop there for East Jackson as they keep this game within one score, but they got to find a way to make more plays to get upfield the other way, trailing 20-14. Still plenty of time to go in the first half.
That play had some bells and whistles to it, faking the handoff, faking the quarterback run.
First and 10 from the 16-yard line. One receiver left, two to the right. Going to be a keeper here for Padgett. He's going to run on the near side, in for the first down, and then some. He's got one man to beat. He's going to be finally brought down inside the 50-yard line. Big-time gain for Amari Padgett.
That man to beat was number four, Leland Barton, able to track him down. And that was just a beautiful quarterback keeper from the start. As soon as the snap came off, you saw the guys pull his lead blockers. They just created that moving wall for him, and they were able to just get him the space that he needed to get the first down. We got a player down. We got a cramp.
And I'm amazed with this, with the temperature getting a little bit cooler here. We're probably in the low 60s right about now, and it's going to be a Jayhawk there. I can't see who it is.
We just need a little variety in our stoppage.
Oh, it's Barton. Oh, no, that's going to be a big loss if he has to miss time in this one. He is limping away under his own power, so I think he should be good, maybe a couple plays off. But, that would be a tough injury for Vandercook Lake.
Well, they can head on down to Meijer over here and get themselves some bananas. Work on that, you know.
It's as easy as that.
Those Hutches last week. Meijer's a close one this week.
So that was Padgett on the last play on the ground. A gain of 31 yards. He's now got 28 yards on six carries. He really wasn't having success on the ground until that play. So that was the big play that he needed. Big first down, first and 10 for East Jackson from their own 47-yard line, right hash mark. Two receivers left, one to the right. 9:48 to go in the first half. Padgett takes the low snap, looking downfield, takes this one up the middle, and it's going to be incomplete, intended for Alexander.
They're not afraid to go for the long ball. Both teams are slinging it here tonight. But the only thing that's been relatively consistent is a lot of these balls have been underthrown. They're having to come on back for it. Sometimes they're bumping into the defender. As a lot of things are just happening that are preventing them to make the connection. And it starts with that ball being underthrown on these long passes, these long attempts.
Put the ball in the wrong spot. I believe it should be the 47-yard line. They corrected there. So going to be second down and 10. Clock stopped at 9:42 after the incompletion. 5 of 10 passing for Amari Padgett. He takes another snap, takes another shot, deep downfield, wide open and just out of the range of Alexander.
Well, they must have heard me because they overcorrected. They overcorrected on that one. Just out through him. He's able to get the space. He's able to get separation a lot of times. And on top of that, I mean, it's a complete and total mismatch out there. He's definitely got at least 6 inches on his defender almost every time. So he's definitely got the height advantage. If he can just get the ball within range, I mean, they're scoring left and right.
And he was absolutely
a little bit more on the mark.
Absolutely wide open as well. That likely would have been a score if that one was a catch. But it's going to be third and 10. From the 47-yard line, right hash mark. Clock stopped at 9:37. Receiver in motion to the right. Padgett going to pitch this one out to the left, cutting up the middle. That's going to be a first down and then some, running on the far sideline. Anthony Armstead, and he's going to be almost gone, but he's going to be forced out inside the 10.
They've been setting that one up all night long to where the quarterback takes a snap and just kind of pushes it forward as the receiver comes across to pick it up is kind of like a cross play. But in that case, they faked it and then pitched it outside, just puts the motors on, gets the outside edge, and he was gone. They've been setting that play up all night long.
A gain of 35 yards on the run there. Impressive run there. 37 yards total. Going to be a run on the right side now for first and 10 from the 18-yard line. And it's going to be a stop there for a loss.
Davion Bradley getting through the line of scrimmage right there into the backfield, wrapping him up and taking him down for a loss. Just good defensive grit on that play.
Loss of two. It's going to be minus 5 yards overall on three carries for D'Angelo Alexander. It's going to be second down and 12 from the 20-yard line. Clock is running 8:46 and counting in the first quarter. 20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake. Takes the snap. Padgett lining this one up in the middle. Ooh, nearly intercepted, but it's going to be incomplete. That was Justin Barnes nearly getting to that one.
That was number 55 again, getting through and causing some disruption on that play. And Padgett just having to get rid of it before he really wanted to. Threw it in a spot where there wasn't a blue jersey anywhere.
Very dodgy, but he's lucky to keep this play going here, this drive. It's going to be third down and 12 from the 20-yard line, right hash mark for East Jackson. Clock stopped at 8:38. They're 1 of 5 on third down. Three receivers left, one right. Going to take the snap. Padgett loading downfield, and there's going to be a flag. And, yes, it looks like it's going to be a false start.
Flag on the play.
We're in offsides right there. The receiver on the near side looked like he went too early before the snap. That would be Olivier.
Yeah, wait for the call. They're getting ready to walk it off.
This was either false start or it was probably an offsides, I believe. I could see it on the near side. I was just waiting for the marker.
We didn't get a call. And really, they didn't walk it off. They just kind of set the ball down.
At the 25-yard line, so just a 5-yard penalty. The 10th of the game for East Jackson. It's now going to be a 3rd and 17 from the 25 right hash mark. 3 receivers left, 1 right. Clock stopped at 8:35. Padgett takes a snap, another marker down, taking a deep shot to the end zone, and that's going to be caught for the touchdown. But what is the call? That will be a touchdown to Olivier if it is a Vandercook Lake penalty, but this one could be coming back.
Yeah, we haven't had a signal yet from the end zone. We didn't see the arms go up.
A couple Trojans having some conversations with the officials, so I think this one's coming back. Heard a fan say a flag came out, of course. It's been one of those kind of games.
Yeah, it has been.
All right, yeah, it is going to be against East Jackson. This one's coming back. Back-to-back penalties. Ooh, on a nice dot into the end zone as well. That's just a shame.
You know, we have the out-of-town scoreboard that we, you know, we share the score with our teams and they share it with us, right? And I'm getting a handful of question marks as to why we are still in the first half with our contest.
Oh, I know. Well, penalties galore. That's all I can say. It's going to be back at the 30-yard line now, and it's going to be 3rd down and 23, I believe, from the 30-yard line. 3 left, 1 right for receivers. Padgett takes a snap, looking in the air, pocket collapses, throw deep downfield to the near sideline, and that's going to be incomplete. And another penalty marker down. Could this be another pass interference? Yeah. Olivier just completely ran over Jimenez defending.
Well, you know, if it was basketball, it would be a charge.
Yes.
But it's not. So, yeah, that is going to be pass interference. And they're going to get a lot of what they lost back.
Could it be offensive pass interference, though? That could be another equation. But based on where the officials are having this chat, I am not sure. 8:23 left in the first half. 20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake. And it is going to be against the defense there, pass interference. 8th penalty of the game for Vandercook Lake.
Wow. That's a lot of penalties.
Penalty against the Jayhawks.
A lot is an understatement, I would honestly say. A combined between these teams, 19 in the first half, 11 for East Jackson, 8 for Vandercook Lake. This is going to bring the ball all the way to the 15-yard line. So it's going to be a 3rd and manageable here for the Trojans.
I'm not touching.
It's going to be...
We've got an issue with the light going on and off in here. I'm not touching it, I promise.
Pretty interesting here. So 3rd down and 5, I believe. Padgett throw and intercepted by Jimenez on the near side.
Oh!
And forced out of bounds at around the 25. Oh, my goodness. Drive erased just like that.
He took a lick, too, as he was heading out of bounds. And he stayed on his feet. I mean, that was a really good lick. You could hear the pads hitting up here. And he managed to stay on his feet. Out of bounds, but damage is done.
And in the air, Amari Padgett started the game 5 of 7. He has since thrown 6 consecutive incompletions, including that interception right there. So just like that, Vandercook Lake going the other direction, leading 20-14 with 8:15 to go in this first half.
Well, you know, a lot of the passes, a lot of them have just been up in the air with a lot of hang time, and he's depending on his receivers. He just put in the absolute wrong spot that time.
1st and 10 here, going to be a fake handoff right there. No, it is a handoff there to Roper. Ooh, it took a big shot there at the helmet, but down for a small gain on 1st down.
That was number 8. K.J. Olivier just lowering the shoulder and putting a lick on him. I don't think he'd be credited with the tackle, but certainly credited with the big hit on that one.
15 yards on 5 carries for Deshaun Roper. Second down and 5 coming up from the Jayhawk 32-yard line. 7:38 and counting in this first half. Can we get more plays like that to get this clock running, please?
I'm just really impressed with what we're seeing from Vandercook Lake tonight.
They're looking really composed. You wouldn't think they took last year off. As we take the snap here on second down, going to be a keeper here for Jimenez, cutting his way up to the middle and to the right, and he's going to be down. It's going to be third and short at around the 35-yard line.
It was another one of those plays where they faked it to the handoff to Barton, and it ended up being a quarterback keeper. You had just a handful of the defenders heading towards Barton, rightfully so, because he's been eating them up left and right tonight. But quarterback keeper able to get a handful of yards, and they're third and manageable right now.
And there's going to be an injured Trojan on the play, making his way to the sideline, the senior Tavai Lamon. So we'll see if he misses a little bit of this game, at least a couple snaps. It's going to be a third down attempt, third down and 2 for Vandercook Lake from the 35-yard line. One receiver to either side. Trying to get a offsides call, and looks like they get it. Could be a false start as well, but penalty markers everywhere on that one.
Yeah, I didn't see movement on the Vandy side, and they're lining up to walk it off. Penalty, another penalty against East Jackson.
Oh my!
Getting a first down, getting a first down the easy way.
Bit of a bailout there for East Jackson. For Vandercook Lake, I should say, East Jackson gifting them a bailout there. 40-yard line is where they move the ball on the penalty. First and 10 from the 40. Going to be a handoff up the middle. Barton kniving his way up down at the 45-yard line. That's actually going to be Justin Barnes on the run.
Number eight, Olivier. Among the two Trojans there to make the stop. But, again, I mean, if you're on first down and you're able to get 5-plus yards, you're going to run all over the defense all night long. And Vandercook Lake has shown that they're going to win at the line of scrimmage. They're going to keep the ball on the ground most of the night, and they're just going to make East Jackson stop them. East Jackson hasn't really been able to do that yet tonight.
No, they haven't, especially on the ground. Second down and 4 from the 46, Vandercook Lake. Quick handoff up the middle. That's going to be Barnes again. Breaks through for the first down. He's still going. 40, 35, and down at around the 35. Big first down play.
And what we saw there was the patience of Justin Barnes. We've seen his speed. We know that dude can fly. But this time he showed his patience. He stayed behind his blockers. And then once that was exhausted, he picked his way. He spun his way for the extra 5 yards to get the first down.
25 yards and 2 carries for Justin Barnes, the sophomore. And now Vandercook Lake in Trojan territory once more. First and 10 from the East Jackson 35 right hash mark. 5-10 and counting in this first half. 20-14 lead for the Jayhawks.
Well, I love seeing that clock move.
Oh, I know. It's a sight for sore eyes, I tell you, here in East Jackson. Two receivers left, one to the right, one back with Jimenez. Man in motion here, going to be a fake handoff. Keeper for Jimenez, sweeping off the left side. Oh, he's snagged by the legs and brought down for a loss. It looks like that's going to be Bryce Sajak.
Number 21, able to get through the line of scrimmage and do the ankle tackle. I mean, we haven't seen much of that tonight. Do the ankle tackle for a loss of just under a yard on that one.
11 yards on 5 carries. Loss of a yard that time for Chris Jimenez, the senior. Second down and 11 from the 36-yard line.
Second quarter, again, brought to you by East Jackson Schools. They got their Hall of Fame presentation.
They do, yes, coming
up
at halftime.
If we ever get to it.
That's a big if at this point. Vandercook Lake lining up. Two back with Jimenez, one receiver to either side. Taking their time before this one, just trying to run as many seconds off the clock as they can. Now inside 4 minutes until halftime. Waiting for the snap here. And there is going to be a timeout here. Looks like they were trying to get a snap there, a jump rather, from the Trojans. Didn't get it, and a timeout's called. We're going to step away as well. 20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. 3:49 to go in this first half. And Vandercook Lake, it's another one of those drives. They're just going right downfield, and it seems like they're getting whatever plays they want.
20-6, Jackson ahead of Waverly in the third right now. 8:37 to go in the third.
Well, midway through the third quarter here, and we have not even gotten our halftime break yet. It's one of those games. But it's been a battle. It's been a fun one, I will say, to watch. When there's no penalty markers on the play, this has been a pretty fun game between these two teams playing hard, trying to fight for their first win. It's second down and 11 for Vandy from the 36-yard line. Two receivers to either side, one back with Jimenez. Man in motion to the left. Jimenez the snap. Throw off to the right. That's going to be caught but lost. I think it's incomplete. Yeah, he didn't have firm control.
Yeah, he was hit right off the bat. As soon as he made contact, it was Anthony Armstead laying a lick on him and knocking the ball loose for the incompletion.
It's going to be another third down. 0 of 2 so far on third down for the Jayhawks. And not many passes for Jimenez, just 1 of 3 so far. But it was a big one, 27-yard completion to Sam Griffin. But they've been getting whatever they want on the ground, so why not stick with it?
Yeah, for the most part, they've been able to move the ball on the ground, and that's been opening up the passing game, at least, you know, the attempts on the passing game for them. I mean, they might not be completing a lot of these passes, but at least we're seeing what Coach had promised, and a balanced attack from the Jayhawks.
It absolutely has been. 3:43 to go. Clock stopped. High snap to Jimenez. Fakes the handoff. Slings it off to the right. That one's going to be caught as he was hit. Now making his way upfield down at around the 30-yard line. And this makes it a fourth and manageable here. And it looks like we got an injured Jayhawk on the field. I think that might be Barton again.
A little slow getting up. He's not grabbing for a cramp this time. He took a hit. He took a big hit.
Yeah, and this is the second time that we've had an injury stoppage for him in this one. So this is not looking good. He's definitely staying down a little bit longer this one. That's going to be a gain of 5 for him on that catch.
Well, there were 3 defenders right there on that reception, and it was a Barton sandwich. He took a big hit.
Yeah, and this time he looks like he did need to get helped off. The first time around, he did limp off the field under his own power, so that's how you knew that first time around that he was good to go, but we'll see. He is definitely hobbled here. Still definitely limping. He's holding that left side. So Barton, he's going to have to take potentially the rest of the first half off, I would wager. 3:27 left.
That's going to be a big loss for this Jayhawk squad. Big loss for this Jayhawk. So he's had most of their success on the ground for him. Even on special teams, too. He had that big return early in the game.
Yeah, of almost 50 yards there, and 118 yards on 7 carries has been his numbers for the game in addition to that 5-yard catch.
Yeah, and what you see a lot of times in these D8, D7, D6 schools is just because you lack numbers and bodies, you have a lot of kids who are playing both sides of the ball, and that wears on you. That wears on you, especially when you're in a grind of a game like this.
Fourth down and 6 from the 31-yard line. 0 of 2 on fourth down so far for Vandy. Let's see what they got. 0 of 1, I should say, throw down field. Deflected away and incomplete. It's a turnover on downs.
That pass was chased down by number 3, Anthony Armstead, and very reminiscent of Michigan versus Ohio State, where Sanders still was just able to get his mitten out there and knock the ball away. Same thing right here, able to get his hand up there, knock the ball away at the last second, and prevent that from being a reception.
Just like that, East Jackson taking over from their own 31-yard line with 3:21 to go in the first half, trailing Vandercook Lake 20-14. And if East Jackson is able to find a way to put together a quality drive right here, this could be a very interesting game once we hit the halftime locker room. Of course, that is a big if at this point. Well, we have to make it there first.
East Jackson feels like they want to sling it more than they want to run it tonight.
Yes.
And if they can just, man, they are so close on a lot of these attempts. If they can just string a couple, three of these together, they're in business.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Padgett takes a snap, peeling out of the pocket on the right. He's going to throw this one to the near sideline, caught by Armstead. He's going to break a tackle and going to be brought down shy of the 50-yard line for the first down.
That was number 44 for the Jayhawks making the stop. That was Davion Bradley, who was able to wrap him up. But East Jackson connecting on a short pass and then getting the yards after the catch, able to move the sticks on this one.
After six consecutive incompletions, including an interception, that's going to be a completion now. 6 of 14 in the air for Padgett.
But a lot of those were just, they were the deep ones. They were the big ones. If you could just nickel and dime it like they did right there, that really was like a 5-yard reception. He got most of it after he caught it. So you just keep those short receptions in there, you can be in business.
Clock running, 3:06 and counting in the first half. 20-14 lead for Vandy. Two receivers left, one to the right for East Jackson. Padgett takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself. Run off to the left, cuts, breaks a tackle, and he's going to try to get another yard or two, but brought down, I believe, around the 48-yard line of Vandercook Lake's territory with the forward progress.
Able to run around and avoid tackles from about five defenders, but the odds just ran out of his favor after he picked up about 4 yards. And the flock of Jayhawks able to eventually track him down.
32 yards on 7 carries for Amari Padgett. And it's going to be second down and 6 from the Vandercook 48-yard line. 2:15 and counting in the first half. Just like that, time is winding down. And not a lot of penalties, knock on wood, here in the last couple plays.
Yeah, don't jinx us.
Takes the snap, throw on the right side. That's going to be caught by Alexander. Forced out of bounds at the 35, and a first down.
It's forced out by number 21, Deshaun Roper. But again, they moved the sticks. And again, that wasn't one of those deep ones. It was, you know, about a 10-yard reception, able to get the first down. But it wasn't one of those long, high floaters hanging in the air. It was on a rope to his receiver, caught in stride, and then a couple extra yards after that to get the first down.
For Alexander, 5 catches for 36 yards, able to get 12 on the play that time. 5, make it 7 of 15 in the air for Padgett. And the first down, 1st and 10 from the Vandercook Lake 36-yard line, right hash mark. Clock stopped at 2:05 in the first half, trailing 20-14. Two receivers right, one to the left for Padgett. Takes a snap, surveying downfield. Takes a shot on the far sideline, and it's going to be incomplete. Just out of the reach once again.
One of the things we've been talking about, throws it up high, hoping that his receiver is going to be able to run underneath it. You know, we kind of have that situation again where there's a little mismatch between the size of the receivers for East Jackson and the size of the backs for Vandercook Lake. But, I mean, you got to put it in a spot to where your receiver can get underneath it, and that's just not happening on the long ones.
And the clock stopped right at 2 minutes, so a bit of a two-minute warning, if you will, college or professional right here. But there you go. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half. 2nd and 10 from the Vandy 36 right hash mark for the Trojans.
We don't need any more stoppage.
2 right, 1 left. Padgett takes a snap, throws this one short. He got hit right as he released that.
Yeah, it was number 8 who had busted through the line, and Justin Barnes was just in his face, causing all sorts of havoc, and he just threw it up to get rid of it. Got to be careful when you do that. He threw it in a spot where there weren't any blue jerseys And there weren't, thankfully, any white jerseys, but he really had no control of where that ball was going. He was just getting rid of it to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, and that's, again, you got to be careful with those, you know, threw it to where there was absolutely nobody, but you never know if a white jersey just sneaks in out of nowhere. That could be a pick six easily right there. So third down and 10 from the 36-yard line, right hash mark. Make it 1 of 6 only on third down for East Jackson. They are desperate for a conversion right here, especially to keep this drive going. 1:56 clock is stopped. Play live, throw to the left side. That's just too high for Olivier to haul that one in. Three consecutive incompletions, and it's fourth down.
Got a flag on the play.
I'm tired of seeing those.
After the play had completed, so they're calling holding.
Another holding.
But, like I said, the flag came in after the play was done. So I don't know if maybe the – did it get stuck in his pocket? I don't know.
A really late call for a holding, as you mentioned.
That's
for a pass.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the big, long, fancy words to come up with it. But, yeah, you're exactly right.
And I believe it's going to be declined as well for Vandercook Lake to force the fourth down. It's going to be fourth and 10 from the 36. Clock stopped at 1:52, so that makes it just 7 of 18 in the air for Padgett.
East Jackson had a little something going with these cross patterns, with these little bootlegs, and these 5-10-yard receptions. When they started to try to make these deep connections, that's when their offense stalled.
Trying to get greedy after that big 78-yard reception earlier in the game. And now here's fourth down. Three right, one left. Padgett lining up, far sideline, and that's just a miscommunication for Olivier, just way over his head. Didn't even make an attempt there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was 10 yards. 10 yards past him. And turnover on downs. It'll be for $250. This has been the longest 1 minute in history.
And we've had a lot of long minutes in this first half, I tell you.
When I'm at Kettlebell and they do a static hold and we have to hold that for a minute, it feels like forever. This has been like an eternity. It really, don't get me wrong, it's fun football. I don't want to put that kind of a spin on it because we do have competitive, gritty football going on. It's a close game. It's a long one.
Vandercook Lake taking over at their own 36-yard line. Left hash mark for them. 1:47 to go in the first half. Vandercook Lake leading 20-14. This could be a big drive for them if they can push it to a two-score lead going into that halftime locker room. Both teams lining up. One receiver to either side. Vandercook Lake going from right to left in this second quarter on your radio dial, if you are wondering. Two back with Jimenez, takes a snap, hand off to the right. Barton, he is back in the game. He has it. Cuts back to the left, and he is got nowhere to go. He stopped for a loss at around the 30.
Did a lot of jumping around, dancing around in the backfield before he was brought down.
Looks like we got a timeout as well by East Jackson. So we're going to step aside. 1:29 to go in the first half. 20-14 lead for the Jayhawks. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
to 14 lead for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson, and they're looking at a second down and 16 from their own 30-yard line, 1:29 to go in this first half. As this timeout wraps up, got a couple score updates for us.
Lumen Christie 17-7 right now after a Salazar field goal, but Cadell Williams is out of the game with a broken hand, not dressed, and Lumen just getting a sack at the 25-yard line for Notre Dame. So they're late in the third there at with that Lumen contest. We're late in the second here in East Jackson. Ooh.
Second and 16 about to start. Man in motion to the right. Jimenez has it. Going to hand off up the middle. This one to Barnes, and he's going to be down shy of the 35. It's going to be third and long still. And another timeout called for East Jackson trying to preserve the clock. We're going to leave it right here.
Handful of Trojans in on the stop. Looked like Gaden Goodloe Boyd among those in a blue jersey with the white numbers making the stop.
28 yards on three carries for Justin Barnes. And again, East Jackson, they're trying to play with the clock right here. I'm not sure how many timeouts they have left. I believe they have one left. I don't remember if they took one earlier in the game, but they're trying to set themselves up to potentially tie, but they've got to get the stop right here first.
26-6 Vikings on top of Waverly, 5:53 in the third. Grass Lake 47, Columbia Central 12. That's at the half. At least someone's relatively close to us.
Maybe they got a lot of penalties too.
It's possible.
If you were wondering, a combined 21 penalties.
I think Guinness is pulled into the parking lot to start counting these.
They would definitely be within their realm to do so, because this has just been brutal at times,
it's
I will be
lot.
Honest. Third and long, it's third and 13 from the 33-yard line for Vandercook Lake. Looking for the stop is East Jackson. Jimenez takes a snap, fakes the handoff, throw to the left, incomplete for Barton, and he's going to pick it up and play anyways. I believe they're going to rule that one a fumble, which if so, that's going to be another loss of yardage as he was able to recover it himself. We'll see what they rule.
Well, that was a lateral-type pass. There wasn't any forward on that pass. It was straight across. At number five, Amari Padgett just comes in, lays a lick on him to get the stop, and we've got another stop. Another timeout? It's got to be the last one.
It is going to be another timeout, so this is going to be East Jackson's final timeout, and we'll once again keep it right here. 104 only left to go in the first half with a 20-14 Vandercook Lake lead, and yeah, they will rule that a completion followed by a fumble and then a loss of yardage. It's going to be a fourth and long. Vandercook Lake is going to have to punt this one away. They're way back inside the 30-yard line, back at the 28.
34-6, J.I. on top of Waverly now after a 60-plus yard interception for a TD for the Vikings. It's good to see Antonio Parker and his Vikings having some success over there, Dungy Field at Withington Stadium.
And I got to see that place for the first time just a couple weeks ago in a very, very nice facility over there.
Oh, yeah. The facility that the Glick Foundation put up, where we were inside. Oh, that's so nice.
Top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and long for Vandercook Lake, set to punt this one away after the timeout. East Jackson 104 to work with once they get the ball back. And they are out of timeouts, so they really got to play smart. They burned all their timeouts here on this drive for Vandercook Lake. This one is punted away, and it's going to be out of bounds at around the 43-yard line. And that's the first punt right there for Vandercook Lake. They scored a touchdown on their first three drives, and then they were held to a turnover on downs. I should say two consecutive turnovers on downs, and then a punt right there. So
not exactly sure where they're going to spot this. All right.
42,
ended up being
it looks
at the 42.
Like.
There was another ref that was standing at the 38. So they no compromise on that one. They ended up putting it where it needed to be. So clock management in this situation is going to be in the favor of East Jackson because they do like to throw it a lot. But when you have the number of incompletions that they've had, it stops the clock. You know, it's kind of a weird situation. They're going to have good clock management, but you got to get those completions in order to advance the ball.
7 of 19 passing for Amari Padgett in this one. First and 10 from the 42-yard line for East Jackson, right hash mark. Two receivers to either side. He's got one back with him. 59 seconds to go in the first half, trailing by 6. Takes a snap. Padgett's going to have to go himself, and he somehow breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to be down at the 45. Lost it. Who's jumping on it? Could this be a turnover, or did East Jackson retain? I think East Jackson holding on to it.
The ball is loose on the play.
East Jackson did hold on to it down at the 44-yard line. They're going to go for a quick snap here, gain of two, and there's going to be a spike there by Padgett to stop the clock.
Yeah, that run play is not what they wanted. It was a really high snap. It was a broken play, and they really wanted to try to preserve as much time as they could on that one. Clock ticked away way too much for them. 34 seconds left here in the half.
And there, ooh, a penalty marker there. Way late. Could be some unsportsmanship right there. So as of right now, it's going to be third down and eight from the 44-yard line. And let's see. Looks like it's going to be against Vandercook Lake, maybe.
Oh, he's... I don't know. I'm not... It looked like they were about ready to step it off and push East Jackson back.
But now there looks like they're reevaluating it.
The flag was thrown at Vandercook Lake in their direction. Again, second quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools. All of our quarters brought to you by East Jackson Schools here today have been fabulous hosts. And they must think that there's like 20 people in this press box because they brought an impressive amount of food up here for those here. It's a lot, and it smells great.
Is that all from the dome?
It's all from the dome, yeah.
It is going to be a East Jackson penalty or no penalty. What is happening here?
It doesn't look like...
The official's standing there like he's going to walk this one. But I don't know what is happening. Okay, no penalty, I guess, is correct.
Is he going to place the ball?
Yeah. What's going on here, fellas? Official's just standing. Again, he's standing there like he is going to walk this one. But,
I don't know what's going on. I've never seen this before. He's just sitting there holding the ball like he owns it.
I think the far side official was having a chat with the Vandercook Lake sideline. Looks like now we're going to talk this one over. So, no penalty.
Wow.
Third down and eight from the 44-yard line.
Wow.
East Jackson is one of seven on third down. Interesting one right there. Going to take a snap here, looking downfield. Padgett on the near sideline. Nearly intercepted there by Sam Griffin, but it's incomplete.
Yeah, 17, Sam Griffin had his hand right there, almost like it was thrown to him. Just a little bit behind the intended receiver. And, not able to connect on that one. So it brings up a fourth and long for the East Jackson Trojans here.
29 seconds left. 20-14 lead for Vandercook Lake. Let's see what they got. Two receivers either side. One back with Padgett. In the shotgun, takes a snap, looking downfield, facing pressure, throwing this one under, threw it to KJ Olivier as he got hit.
Well, you know that they were going for a pass that's going to at least bring them 10 yards. And Vandercook Lake knows that if we're going to bring pressure, we're going to mix up his timing, and he hasn't been able to connect at all when we've been able to bring a blitz. So they brought three extra guys, got in his face, he got rid of it, didn't connect, turnover on downs.
Another turnover on downs as well. That's going to actually be in the last four drives, three turnovers on downs and an interception for East Jackson. So both teams' offense is actually stalling here as the second quarter winds to a close.
Well, we've been saying that for a while now.
This is the combined 14th drive of the half.
Wow. Oh, wow. And how many penalties we got?
We are up to, I don't even want to calculate that right now.
First, we don't have time. We got to call a play.
First and 10 from the East Jackson 44 for Vandercook Lake. Takes a snap. Jimenez threw off to the right. Going to be, I believe, complete but short, and then a shuffle back that went way wide. I think they're going to call that incomplete. I think he was already on the ground. I think the ball was even touching the ground there as well. So,
Wow. That's...
Are they going to call that one a loss of yardage?
That looked like it should have been a loose ball because he had the reception, threw it back, didn't connect. That was a loose ball. That should have been that, you know, instead of the whistle being blown, someone should have fallen on that. And yeah. If you're Vandy, I don't know why you're getting fancy here. Take a knee, get into half. You got the lead.
Especially with how both teams have been playing. You might as well just talk things over. 17 seconds left. Takes a snap, shuffle pass forward to Barton, running on the near side, in for the first down, trying to stay in at the 30, and he is down, and this should do it for the rest of the first half.
Yeah, number 21 there from East Jackson comes in, Bryce Sajak, to get the stop. Kept him in bounds.
The clock did stop at the three-second mark.
It should start up again once they get the chain set, I would think.
Yeah, they probably just got to move those. That is going to be a gain of 23 yards for Bart, adding to his impressive first half, 135 yards on 9 carries.
Wow. Yeah, he looked like he was hurt earlier in this quarter.
Multiple
limped
times.
Limped off. And now he's back out. It doesn't look like he's lost a step at all. Tough kid.
Tough competitor, especially with some of the hits he's taken in this one. And he's still going strong. So the officials are talking about what exactly? I'm not sure. 3 seconds left. Should be over. I didn't see him go out of bounds on the last play. So they are saying to run the clock. And that will officially do it for the first half. 20-14. Vandercook Lake leads over East Jackson. Finally at halftime. We're going to step aside. Coming up in 3 minutes, we've got a special presentation by MHSAA. And then on the other side of that, in another 3 minutes, we'll come back and talk about this crazy first half between these two teams. Once again, 20-14, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. You've got high school football with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly on K105.3.
Summer is winding down and cold weather will be here soon. It's not too late to have your driveway or parking lot protected from the upcoming winter with seal coating and crack filling from Wolverine Seal Coating. Seal coating your driveway or parking lot while the weather is still warm will protect your surface for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating will ensure your surfaces are sealed tight and ready to face those winter storms. Get ahead of the cold at WolverineSealCoating.com and schedule your free estimate today.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Hi,
I'm Melissa Bradfield, proud Jayhawk at Vandercook Lake Public Schools. You'll find that there is something for every student at Vandercook Lake. We offer youth, middle, and high school sports, as well as esports. To meet the interests of all of our students, high school electives range from outdoor rec, sports officiating, pottery, and guitar. Our students are supported by the best teachers and support staff. To learn more about joining our Jayhawk family, visit our website at vandyschools.org. Vandercook Lake Public Schools. Believe, achieve, soar.
The celebration of school sports continues, and the football playoffs hit the golden anniversary. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Last week, we let you know that this is the MHSAA's 100th year, and how you can follow along as we celebrate school sports. One of those ways is social media posts highlighting MHSAA records, such as on September 2nd, 2010, Luke Wilcox of Portland St. Patrick returned an interception against Bath 100 yards for a touchdown. That's tied for the longest in MHSAA history. But this is also the 50th anniversary of the MHSAA football playoffs. The very first MHSAA football champions were crowned in 1975. It was Livonia Franklin in Class A, Dearborn Divine Child in Class B, Ishpeming in Class C, and Crystal Falls Forest Park in Class D. The Class A and D finals were played at Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo, with Class B and C finals at Perry Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant. And only four teams in each class qualified for that postseason. In 1976, the finals moved to the Pontiac Silverdome, and they were played there until 2004. In 1977, the number of qualifiers doubled to 8, and then grew to 16 for each class in 1985. In 1990, the number of classes doubled from 4 to 8. And the final expansion for 11-player football came in 1999, when the number of qualifiers per class grew to 32. We'll have more on the 50th anniversary of the football playoffs later in the show. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Utica Eisenhower senior Bryce Hurley, he scored 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving touchdown, and returned a kickoff for a touchdown in a 33-16 win over Oxford. Woodhaven's Preston Scheffler, the freshman making his first start at quarterback, tossed 3 touchdown passes and a 20-0 win over Wyandotte Roosevelt. And Rockford's Cade Friesen and Logan Haglund, they each returned an interception for a score and a 30-23 win over Cass Tech.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the court. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In soccer, a kicked ball that inadvertently touches a player's arm is not a handball. If a ball is kicked at someone's face and they instinctively put their hand in front of their face to block the ball, that is also not a handball. There was no intent. Handball or handling is called when the touch with a hand or arm is deliberate. However, if a ball glances off an offensive player's arm and goes into the goal is not allowed. Even if the touching was accidental or inadvertent, it's no goal. If the touching leads to an immediate goal-scoring opportunity, then it's also whistled for handling. As long as the inadvertent touching doesn't lead directly to a goal, it's play on.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Back with more on the 50th anniversary of the MHSAA football playoffs. 8-player football was added in 2011 and split into 2 divisions in 2017. Farmington Hills Harrison has played in the most title games, 18, and they are tied with Jackson Lumen Christie for the most championships won, 13. Beale City and Crystal Falls Forest Park have each qualified for the postseason more than any other school, with 38 appearances each. Rockford has played in 28 straight playoffs, a record they are looking to extend to 29 this season. And the finals, as they have been since 2005, are at Ford Field in Detroit. Southfield A&T, Muskegon, Forest Hill Central, Harper Woods, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, Kingsley, Jackson, Lumen Christi, and Ubley are your reigning 11-player football state champions. Martin and Adrian Lenaway Christian are the returning champs in 8-player. The 50th MHSAA football postseason kicks off with district play on Friday, November 1st. Check out MHSAA.com for complete coverage all year long. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm Sean Ross. We'll be back next week.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings.
Lamer's Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamer's.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence. Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High School Football on K105.3 WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson.
20-14 is the halftime score. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson here at East Jackson. And for the halftime report, myself, Connor Dockery, alongside Mark W. Daly, we are joined by new East Jackson Superintendent Jeff Punches. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, this is just a great atmosphere out here for high school football, under the lights, the dome and the shadow of the dome. I mean, it's just you got a great atmosphere all around, not just football, but all around here at EJ.
Yeah, like I've said previous, you know, interviews, the facilities here are phenomenal. And, you know, I've talked to Greg on the radio about the years of coaching, and there's nothing better than walking the field on a Friday night and, you know, getting out for some nice weather on Fridays and enjoying some football. I'm very thankful it's that time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and this is your first month, as a superintendent. How would you say it's been so far?
Yeah, so far, you know, there's been some days where, you know, it's been a little sticky, but for the most part, it's been great. We had a great start of the year. Staff is very positive, energetic, and, you know, they're ready to take on the school year. You know, that's the start of the marathon. So far, I'd say the first mile is going pretty good. You know,
right.
We're record pace, I'd say, at this point. But just great to get back and you get to the summer and you kind of goes on and you're ready to go when it hits August. And it's just great to see everybody that I've spent the last 8 years working with, and obviously new role, but the mission and everything's the same.
What is it about East Jackson that kind of sets you apart from some of the other Cascade schools or some of the other schools here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, you know, you can say it's cliche, but I think it's the people, you know, the community, the staff that we work with. We just have people that really care. It's a small, you know, school district, but everybody's connected and everybody wants to see, you know, people succeed, especially the kids. And we couldn't do that with a lot of the, you know, tonight at the Hall of Fame games, great example of, you know, giving back to some of the people that have got us to the place where we're at.
Yeah, and talking about the presentation that we have here, just had the Hall of Fame. A lot of tradition, a lot of ingrained tradition here at East Jackson.
Yeah, you know, growing up in Manchester, I kind of saw it on the other side, but being here, being athletic director, principal, there's a lot of rich sports tradition, and that was something I started about 4 years ago, is we needed to do that. A lot of area schools had something like that, and we needed to take the time to celebrate some of the things people had done over the last, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. So it's been great, great addition to the sports program.
Yeah, and a very good presentation with that, the Hall of Fame here at the halftime of this one. And this is the second game that you've been superintendent here with East Jackson football here. So just talk about what it's been like with this program so far.
Yeah, sorry, I got interrupted there. I heard half of what you said, so sorry.
Just wanted to ask a little bit about what you thought about this program so far, two games in.
Yeah, so, you know, I think traditionally we've always had talent, even when I was coaching before. And it's just one of those things that you got to trust the kids when they get out on the field that they're going to do what you've been working all week on practice. You know, Joe's a great coach. She's in it for all the right reasons. And, you know, there's been improvements from last week, and obviously, you know, the opponent changes every week, so some things that worked last week might not work this week. But, you know, the kids are going to work hard. They're going to play as a team, and, you know, I think at the end of the day, they're going to make the school and the community proud.
A lot of laundry on the flag tonight, on the grounds tonight.
Yeah, somebody, I don't want to be the one that has to wash those over the weekend, but, yeah, there's been quite a few flags tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, halftime score is 20-14. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. You feeling a comeback here in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think anything can happen at any point with the passing. The passing game's been pretty good tonight, and I'm not sure I'd have to get an official stat on that first touchdown pass, but that might have been a state or school record. You know, that was probably a 70, 80-yard touchdown
78
pass.
Yards.
Yeah, it's got to be close. But, yeah, they've been doing a lot of work tonight through the air. So.
Yeah, very impressive. So, once again, Vandercook makes it East Jackson superintendent. Jeff Punch is Jeff, thanks again for taking the time and hanging out with us during this halftime.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, of course.
All right, good luck second half. Go, Soup.
Former coach.
Former coach.
You're like, right, I'm listening. And this kid comes out, he's just yelling in my ear.
There we go. All right, once again, that is Superintendent Jeff Punches with East Jackson. And, again, halftime score 20-14, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. Got a couple minutes left. Get a quick halftime update for this game. Just been a lot of back and forth. All the points were scored in that first quarter, 20-14 over for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson, and the story of the game has definitely been penalties.
Definitely has been penalties. There's been a lot of that on both sides of the ball, really. It's been, I don't want to sugarcoat it. It's been kind of sloppy. It's been kind of sloppy. It's been very time-consuming. But it's been fairly even on both sides of the ball. East Jackson leading a little bit in that penalty side, but yeah, the flags have been coming out quite a bit. It was a very long second quarter. Very exciting, though. I mean, the one thing we can say is we wanted competitive football, and that's exactly what we have here tonight. We've got two evenly matched teams, and it's fun to watch.
It's been very fun indeed, and we're going to be Coming back with the second half of play coming up in 60 seconds. Once again, halftime score 20-14, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson on K105.3.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Second half about to get underway, which is impressive. You'd think we'd probably be midway through the fourth quarter normally, but a ton of penalties in this one. It's 20-14, Vandy over East Jackson. Connor Dockery with you alongside Mark Daly here from East Jackson High School.
Well, you know, like Jeff said, they have had an aggressive air attack here today. And they were able to connect right off the bat with that big 78-yarder. But as far as the big ones go, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as the big ones go, that's been about it. They had success with some of those mid-range and short-range passes, but anytime they go deep outside of that first one, anytime they go deep, it's just they haven't been able to connect.
They had that one big completion, 78 yards from Amari Padgett to KJ Olivier for a touchdown on the second drive of the game for East Jackson. But since then, they've just taken so many of those shots, but they've just haven't been able to make that connection. And that's going to be key here in the second half to see how they switch up their offense. Do they go a little bit more dink and dunk? As you mentioned, they did have some success going towards the end of the first half with some of that play. It'll be Vandercook Lake receiving the ball to start the second half. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial for the third quarter.
And if you're Vandy, you just keep it on the ground. Just keep it on the ground. You've been able to run all over this defense. Just keep that up.
Especially with your boy Leland Barton, 135 yards on 9 carries. And that actually squeaks through his arms on the kickoff. He picks it up at around the 10-yard line. He's going to try to salvage what he can out of this, and he's going to be flattened out there by the Trojans.
Anthony Armstead just leveled him. Hey, you know, he's got a foot on him height-wise, too. And he just comes right in along with three other Trojans and just wraps him up and drives him to the ground.
And he's going to be down at about the 7-yard line. Wow.
It appears to be at the 7-yard line.
So 7-yard line, first and 10 for the Jayhawks. This is the longest field they've looked at all game long. They've had relatively short fields, especially in the first quarter. That led to a lot of their success. They consistently got the ball in the midfield, if not in East Jackson territory. So
a lot of EJ penalties helped them with that, too.
Definitely. One receiver to either side. Two backs with Jimenez. He's going to hand this one off to Roper. Sweeps off to the right. He's going to be met by a group trying to get an extra yard or two, but brought down just past the 10.
Tried to take it up the gut on that one, just off the guard. Then had to cut it back out to the outside a little bit, and it was kind of like a scrum of blue around him. Looked like he was able to move the pile a little bit. Trying to see where they're putting the down marker.
I think it's going to be a gain of 5. It looks like about the 12-yard line. It's going to be 20.
You do that on first down, you're going to have success all night long.
Second down and 5 from the 12-yard line for Vandy. 11-10 and counting in the third quarter. We'd like to see a lot more of that here. One receiver to either side, two back behind Jimenez in the gun. He's going to take the snap, nearly bobbled it. He's going to hand this one off to the left. Actually, gets a keeper to the right. He's going to be forced out of bounds on the far sideline for third and short.
There's a handful of blue jerseys over there that were in on the stop, forced him out of bounds. Not much of a gain, if any at all, on that one.
I don't think there was. Maybe a yard. Yeah, there was no gain.
Third down.
So the keeper by Jimenez, just 11 yards on six carries. So the times that he has had to take it himself on the ground, he has not really had success besides a five-yard carry back in the first quarter. Third down and five from the 12-yard line for Vandercook Lake.
Third quarter brought to you by East Jackson Schools.
Clock stopped at 10:52. Jimenez looking to either side, looking at both receivers. Takes the snap. He's going to hand this one off up the middle. Going to be in for the first down, and then some. Roper, he's been due, and he's going to be forced down at around the 30. Ball loose. Where is it? Think East Jackson got this. They did. Amari Padgett forcing the turnover.
By the way, he was moving so great in there, too, making contact, spinning, getting the extra yards. And that last lick that came in by number three, Anthony Armstead, knocked it loose, ball on the ground, just like that. When Vandy had something going, Trojans get the ball back, and great field position, too. They're starting at the 30, already knocking on the door.
And that can really change the dynamic of this game. East Jackson desperate for a score here, trying to get even, trailing 20-14, just over a minute into the third quarter. It's first and 10 from the Vandy 30.
Confusion on their offense right now, too.
Running out of time here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Takes a snap. Padgett throw to the right. That's going to be complete. Trying to cut his way to the right side, breaking a couple tackles. Olivier inside the 20-yard line, the 25, rather. Believe just short of the first down.
You know, this is what they should have been doing all night long. These short passes, let your receiver get yards after the catch. He just weaved his way, zigged and zagged, didn't get touched for like 5 yards before he was finally brought down. Good gain on first down for the Trojans.
That was Olivier's first catch since that 78-yard reception in the second drive of the game for the Trojans. Second and two from the 22-yard line right hash mark. 10 minutes and counting in the third. Two receivers to either side. Padgett takes a snap, surveying left side. Quick catch there. Ooh, no. Looks like he dropped it. Olivier, again, that's incomplete for third down.
Came in low by his knees, and it looked like he trapped it in the ground and wasn't able to pull that one in as a reception. But you're still in a good spot. Third down, technically 2 yards, but a yard and a half.
Third and close. And it's been a struggle. 1 of 8 on third down for East Jackson. And not like Vandercook Lake has been much better. 0 of 5 for the Jayhawks on third down. So a big play right here. Looking to keep the drive going. Of course, they'll try it on fourth down if they don't get it. Three receivers left, one to the right. For third and second, that's going to be handoff up the middle and in for the first down. And then some, spinning, breaking the tackle before being flattened at around the 5-yard line. That was Sean Bennon, the senior, his first carry of the game.
Chris Jimenez among three other white jerseys in there to make the stop on that one. And actually, I mean, preventing a score at that point, able just to kind of pick his way through that defense, get the first down.
Ooh,
on the
hurt.
Ground for East Jackson.
And Bennon is hurt after that one. He's being carried by a couple teammates. Wow. So just one play. His first time carrying that one, and he's might be pulled from this game.
Really not putting. He's walking on his left wheel, but it looks really awkward coming off.
Yeah, so you got to hope for the best, but he did the job there. First down, 14 yards on the play. It's first and goal from the 8. 9:45 to go in the third quarter. 3 right, 1 left. Clock running now. It's going to be snap to Padgett. Handoff up the middle, breaking through, powering his way to around the 6-yard line for a gain of 2 yards.
Ran into a few white jerseys on that one. It looks like it was number 44, Davian Bradley, who was the first one there to make the wrap up and the stop.
Going to be a gain of 2 there for Anthony Armstead. He's now up to 35 yards on 3 carries.
Did he come up a little slow on that?
It looked like he did. I think he's going to stay in the game, but It's getting tough here. Second and goal from the 6 for East Jackson. 9:02 and counting in the third quarter. Snap to Padgett. He's going to take it on the ground himself. Off to the right side, near sideline, and he cuts in. Touchdown, Trojans, and we are tied at 20.
You know, it was a lot of ground on that drive. It was a short drive. They started at 30, but a lot of ground on that drive. And typically what you see with high school football, you keep it on the ground. Whoever is able to stop the run is going to be the ones who win it. But we're seeing a lot of ground game already here in the second half.
And that's what East Jackson has needed. Really did not get a whole lot going on the ground. That's what forced them to throw a ton of passes through the rest of the first half and into the second half. But they're getting some success on the ground and able to get a score out of it, looking to take the lead on the extra kick. And it's going to be blocked again, just too low there for Edvard's Roomba. So it's a tie game at 20.
Tied game here, 8:56. Yeah, we're about halfway through the third quarter. Seems to be going a little bit quicker. We're not seeing as much laundry on the field.
Knock on wood. I don't know if you can hear that. Knock on wood. Wow. So we just got to make sure these teams keep it clean out there for the second half, and might go a little bit more smooth here in the second half, but again, this one getting very interesting. A turnover for Vandercook Lake on their first drive of the second half. A lost fumble. They were already way back in their own territory to begin with, but that fumble on their side of the field really didn't help. A short field for East Jackson, just a couple plays starting from the 30-yard line. Make it 6 plays in for the score. Again, a 6-yard touchdown run for Amari Padgett. That's his second touchdown run of the game. 9 carries for 40 yards.
Lumen scores 28-24. Recovered onside kick at the Notre Dame 38. 48 seconds left.
Wow, that's going to be one to monitor there. East Jackson lining to kick this one away for Vandercook Lake. That's trying to pick up the pieces of their offense. Again, they scored on their first 3 drives, but it's been nothing in the 5 drives since, and it's just going to be knelt down just past the 30-yard line for Vandercook Lake to set up shop.
Yeah, a little squibber just kind of bounced and bounced around before it went into the arms of one of the Jayhawks. And it's going to be 33 and a half.
Yeah, it's been let's just say this. It's been not as easy to see the lines here on this field compared to, Western.
Well, you go through what Western's gone through with that brand new turf.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They've definitely earned it right there. First and 10 for the Jayhawks. Going to be a high snap to Jimenez. Hand off to the left side, making some good progress. Barnes trying to break through a tackle, and he's going to be brought down for a good gain, 5 to 6 yards.
He was hit hard there by number 8, KJ Olivier. But that wasn't the one that brought him down. That was the one that knocked him back. He was able to keep moving after that, though. But like I've said it a few times already, if you're setting yourself up by getting 5 or 6 yards on first down, you're going to rule this game.
And they did it in their first 3 drives of the game where they got their scores. That's what they were doing well. They were getting consistent yardage on the ground and a lot of first down runs as well.
41-12, Jackson gets the win at home over Waverly.
Second down and 4 from the 39-yard line. Hand off to the right. This is going to be on the far sideline and in for the first down, and then a little bit more trying to break through at the midfield. That's a new ball carrier. Davion Bradley, the freshman, his first touch of the game.
Just kept low, kept chopping his feet, and patient, following his blockers through the first half of that run. And once he run past them, he's just running into Trojans and moving them back.
Gain of 11 on the ground right at the 50-yard line. And just like that, Vandercook Lake moving their way up the field. It's a 20-20 tie, 7:40 to go in the third quarter against East Jackson here at the home of the Trojans. Two receivers right, one left. Two back with Jimenez. Going to take the snap here. Hand off to the right. Going to go right back to Bradley, and he's going to be stuffed in the backfield.
Well, East Jackson brought the heat on that one. There was a handful of Trojans who were able to get through. Among them, Alex Lewin there among the stop. And getting them behind the sticks, they've got a long, yeah, the last set of downs, they were able to get a good chunk on that first play. This set of downs, they lost a good chunk on the first play.
Second down and 15, loss of five. Back at their own 45 now, 6:50 and counting in the third quarter. One receiver to either side for Vandy. Two back with Jimenez. Going to take the snap. Handoff going to the left. This is Barton. He's going to cut up and end and down at around the original line of scrimmage. A nice tackle there by Sean Bennett.
That was number 20, Sean Bennett, which made the stop there for the Trojans. And he did what he was supposed to do there. Yeah, a lot of times at this level, you're going to have kids who are going to want to try to run back and forth. They're going to want to run sideways in order to find open space. He was trying to get the edge, saw he couldn't do it. So what'd he do? He cut downfield. He went forward and got what he could instead of taking a loss.
Third down and 11 from Vandercook Lake's own 49-yard line. They're 0-5 on third down coming into this attempt.
It's Fine. A long third down, too.
Yeah, they got a lot of work to do here. Jimenez a snap, fakes the handoff. It's a keeper, cuts off to the left, then back up the middle. Brought down shy of the East Jackson 45, and it's fourth down.
Caden Goodlow Boyd among those making the stop. But, yeah, he was able to get a good chunk on that one, about 5 yards. But he probably ran about 10, zigzagging back and forth just to get that.
15 yards on 7 carries for the quarterback, senior Chris Jimenez, and it's going to be fourth down and 7 from the East Jackson 47-yard line. Now in their side of the field, they're likely going to go for it here. 5:10 and counting in the third quarter. Wow, it's amazing how fast the clock's been moving here in the second half. Yeah. Both teams keeping it clean as well. Teams lining up, one receiver to either side, two backs with Jimenez, takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to bring it on the ground himself in for the first down at the 35 and going to be forced down nearly out of bounds at around the 32.
There was a lot of Trojans there to make the stop. Goodlow Boyd among them along with Amari Padgett, but not until they got the first down. Again, just being patient, not using all of his speed, which you'd think you'd want your running back to do. But when you're trying to use your blockers, when you're trying to be patient to find that hole in the offensive line, you just gotta take your time, wait for it to open up, use your blockers. That's exactly what happened there, and the result is a first down, Jayhawks.
Doubling his yardage there. 30 yards and 8 carries. It's first and 10 from the East Jackson 32-yard line. There's going to be a penalty on the field, potentially a false start.
Not sure that might
offside.
Be 77 who twitched a little bit.
It is going to be against East Jackson.
All right. Well,
so they got the jump that they've been wanting all game, evidently, but they just have been getting too many of the false start calls. But this is going to be a first and 5 now for Vandercook Lake, 27-yard line now.
You know, when you got an offense who's rolling, you don't want to give them a little extra help. But it's been, compared to the first half, it's been relatively clean here in the second.
Yeah, and it's just been for both teams on both sides of the ball. First and 5 from the 27. Jimenez handoff to the right for Barton. He's cutting in for the first down and then some down at around the 20. Another big gain.
The defender was just able to kind of catch him from behind, grab his ankles, and pull him down. Didn't quite get the number on who it was that made the stop. They're kind of on the far side, far corner of the field from us here. But it was really a good open field tackle, able to bring him down and preventing that one from turning into a score. Yeah, you get the first down. You allow him to get the first down, but you kept the points off the board with that stop.
147 yards on 11 carries for Barton. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. Takes the snap. Jimenez fakes it. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. Cuts in for a first down. It looks like maybe just short.
Well, he faked it to Barton, which everybody on the planet was following that play. He kept it himself, cut it back right. There was no defense there to stop him, so he was able to get a nice big chunk on first down.
Looks like he actually got another yard or two after that. Looked like he was maybe just short, but now he's down at the 8. That's a gain of 11 for Jimenez. He's having a big second half on the ground, I tell you.
And that's a first and goal for the Jayhawks.
They're rolling right here. They're getting back to making those smart plays on the ground like they did earlier in the first quarter, just like that. First and goal from the 8-yard line. It's a 20-20 tie, 3-10 and counting in the third quarter. Vandercook Lake knocking on the door. Jimenez takes a snap, handoff to the left-hand side. It's Barnes cutting in, dives at the goal line. Did he break the plane? Might be just short. Officials coming in for a closer look. Apparently might have been a fumble as well. East Jackson pointing the other direction. A lot of action there at the goal line.
Well, I can't tell what's going on. Not seeing any call from the official. East Jackson thinks it's theirs. Now we're seeing kids holding their heads and bending over. It looks like it's going to be staying Vandy's ball.
Yeah, East Jackson not happy with that one, but it's going to be right there at the goal line. It's going to be right at the 1-yard line, it looks like.
We've been talking a lot about the speed and talent for those who have been carrying the ball for Vandy, but the gain on that one, I'm putting that one on the left side of the offensive line because they just imposed their will on the Trojans and moved them out of the way for them to get that big game.
2:08 and counting in the third quarter, 20-20 tie. Vandercook Lake, second down and goal from the 1. Jimenez takes the snap, handoff to the left, tackled in the backfield for a potential loss. I think he's short again.
Number 75. Tavi Lehman, first one through to make contact and wrap up and cause the loss on that down.
That was Barnes again on the carry, and he's going to lose a yard. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line now. 40 yards and 6 carries for Justin Barnes, the sophomore. 90 seconds and counting in this third quarter. What a breath of fresh air for the time and the penalties and stuff. And it could also be an official adjustment. Maybe the officials had a meeting at halftime. Maybe they talked about
Yeah, we haven't seen as much laundry.
Yeah.
It could be that. It could be the coaches getting on the teams for the sloppiness of the first half. It could be a variety of things.
Maybe a little bit of both. Third and goal from the 2. Man in motion for Vandercook Lake. Jimenez kind of stumbled. He hesitated. He's going to be brought down for a big loss now. Wow, just took too long right there.
Nate Ratliff, along with 3 other blue jerseys, they're on the stop for another loss on this. The Jayhawks are going the wrong way.
They were at second and goal from the 1-yard line, and now they're pushed all the way back to the 6-yard line, now fourth down. And a timeout is going to be called on the play. We're going to leave it right here for the time being. Just 45 seconds left in the third quarter.
We're seeing more ground game in
yes.
the second half. A lot more ground game. The reflex for both of these teams was to put it in the air a lot in that first half. But, yeah, keeping it on the ground has – we've seen a lot of success. And the East Jackson defense – once it got down towards the end zone, they dialed in their D to stop the run. And I don't know, maybe we'll see Vandy putting it in the air on this one.
It's fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line. Let's see what we got. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, 1 back with Jimenez. Man in motion. Low snap to Jimenez. Going to bring it on the ground himself. Cuts over, and he's going to be stopped again. A turnover on downs. Vandercook Lake can't punch it in.
He got just past the line of scrimmage, and as soon as he did that, you ever been to Cedar Point, you throw a piece of corn and all the carp kind of come into it? That's what it was like. He crossed the line of scrimmage, and all the Trojans just crashed down on him, and yeah. turnover on downs.
Stop of the game for the Trojans, and I think that's been key in this game, is Vandercook Lake has had all their success on first and second down. Let me tell you this, 0 of 7 on third down, just 1 of 4 on fourth down. 3 turnover on downs in this one. And that's made all the difference, and that's what's kept East Jackson in this game. And now with their backs against the wall, let's see if they can make a couple of plays to get away from their own end zone. It's first and 10 from their own 5-yard line.
Well, they've had success when they've kept it short. Let's see if they've dialed that in.
39 seconds left, still a 20-20 tie. A catch on the far sideline, I believe, for a loss of yardage. Just a quick fire pass there for KJ Olivier.
Well, if he's able to keep that one, Padgett, if he's able to keep that one at least to waist or shoulder height, you know, give your receivers a chance because they get yards after the catch. They've definitely been able to do that tonight. You're looking at probably second and 5 at that point.
It's just going to be a 1-yard catch. You're going to give him 1 yard on that one. And that should do it for the third quarter of play.
Wow.
It will. 20-20. Vandercook Lake and East Jackson tied going into the fourth quarter. It should be a good one. That fourth quarter is coming your way next in 60 seconds. You've got high school football on K105.3.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
East Jackson and Vandercook Lake at the start of the fourth quarter. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly, who has some big score updates.
Well, we've got a final. Hanover Horton defeating Michigan Center 21-20, the final there. And Lumen ended up losing 28-24 with their contest. And I believe, yeah, we had 41-12. Jackson gets the win over Waverly.
Big time games right over there. Currently it's second down and 9 for East Jackson on their own 6-yard line. Going to be handoff up the middle for their first play of the fourth. Ball is loose! Which team jumped on it?
Vandy looks like they're jumping up and down.
Vandy saying yes, and they got it.
Wow.
Looks like that was...
big turnover.
Wow. A turnover, and now they've got 4 tries to punch this one in at the 3-yard line. Oh, my goodness. East Jackson, after getting the stop of the game, now their backs are against the wall.
That is tough. If you're on that East Jackson sideline, that's a gut punch. But it's moments like this in this game when your mettle is tested. Are you going to take that as a gut punch and lose the wind in your sails, or are you going to stand up and just put your foot in the ground and say, you shall not pass?
In the words of Gandalf, first and goal from the 4, and it's going to be a pitch forward to Leland Martin, and he cuts in on the left side. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Untouched. Untouched. He found a hole that you could drive Dennis Wharton's Ford truck through. It was that big of a hole for him to get through right on in for the score, untouched.
What a momentum changer. As, again, Vandercook Lake unable to score. They had first and goal. They even had a second down and goal from the 1-yard line on their last drive. They couldn't punch it in. And just like that, recovering a fumble, and on the very next play, a four-yard little shuffle pass to Leyland Barton for the score. Extra point is up and in. 27-20, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. Holy cannoli.
I mean, that's the beauty of this game and how quick the momentum can change off of a turnover. And again, just like I said, you know, is it going to test your mettle there on defense? Now it's what's the offense going to do? Is the offense going to be able to bounce back from that? Because that can be deflating. This can be one of those points in the game to where the tide just totally changes. Or is the offense going to do what they talked about at halftime, make the changes they need? Because they really haven't had a chance yet here in the third.
No.
They haven't had a chance to do that. So are they going to, now with that opportunity here in the fourth, are they going to be able to get the ball moving, control the clock, and tie this game up?
And that's been the ebbs and flows of this one. Right when you think that there's been several times that it looks like Vandercook Lake is just going to absolutely take over this game. Just like that, East Jackson comes back. They make a couple of good plays. They actually, again, came into this quarter tied. And just like that, Vandercook Lake, a big play defensively, and now able to punch it in one play later. Another touchdown score again from Leyland Barton. That is his third of the game.
Well, that's one of the things we talked about with Joe Niehaus. You know, if they're down by a bunch, or if they're winning, or if they're like they are right now, there's no quit in this East Jackson team. They play the last down like they play the first down.
I think it's going to be a very good finish here. 11:49 to go in the ball game. Now 27-20 for Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. Kickoff underway, going to be fielded around the 15-yard line. East Jackson with Anthony Armstead moving his way on the near side. Able to get a big return. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trojans!
He created his own space on that one by a stiff arm that just knocked the Vandy defender flat on his back. After that, he was gone. Nobody touched him after that stiff arm, and he goes down for the score. I'm still wondering what the East Jackson offense is going to look like.
And we're going to have to wait even longer to see it, as let's see what East Jackson decides to do here. They've been unsuccessful, 0-2 on extra point kicks. So let's say if they even go for two here. I believe they're going to go for two to try to take the lead. The plot thickens.
Yeah, I think what they had 15 who would be out to kick. I don't see him in that traditional spot.
So let's see what they do. Going to move the ball to the right hash mark. And East Jackson, yeah, they're huddling up. They're going to go for it right here. They're going to go for two. Trying to take the lead. Vandercook Lake trying to hold firm and try to hang by a thread here with a one-point lead. We were just talking about the momentum. I told you, right when it looks like Vandy's going to take control of this game, East Jackson just pulls a rabbit out of their hat.
It's been a really fun back-and-forth game.
It has
been.
It
really has.
It absolutely has been.
If you're in the big house, this is where they take out the keys right now. This is a key play.
Two-point conversion. Padgett out of the pocket. Going to throw into the end zone for the conversion. That one to KJ Olivier. Just like that, 28-27
wow.
Trojans.
Wow. Again, one of those plays where they've had a lot of success is that bootleg type play where they, after the snap, they take it out right. Your wide receiver just kind of puts his foot in the ground on that route, cuts right also, runs with his quarterback, gets separation, gets open. You get the 2 points.
Just an unbelievable game here. Again, a first half that was absolutely plagued by penalties. And to your point, there's only been one penalty the entire second half. So as we were talking about earlier,
knocking the hell out of
absolutely.
That wood.
So right. whether that's a function of both these teams cleaning up their act, or if it's the officials maybe having a meeting at halftime and changing the way they're calling the game, or maybe a mixture of both. Whatever the case is, there's been a lot of different flows in this game. It's like there's been like three or four different games in this one game.
A lot of times you're going to see the second half be much different than the first half. If you're seeing a really slow-paced game like we did, adjustments are going to be made. And I'm not surprised that we're having the type of flow to this game here in the second half. It's been fun. It's been long. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, an absolutely fun game indeed. These two teams we talked about on paper very closely ranked with each other, and it's definitely lived up to those expectations. As East Jackson set to kick this one away, Vandercook Lake going from left to right on your radio dial in this fourth quarter. Now they're trying to get these points back. Another little squibber, this one going around the 20-yard line. This one going to be fielded up the middle by Roper down at around the 35-yard line.
That seemed a little awkward. That seemed a little awkward because Roper comes from this side of the field, runs over in front of Barton to pick it up, and then advances the ball when really the ball was rolling right towards Barton. It felt a little awkward on that return.
And Vandercook Lake from their own 35-yard line will take over with a first and 10 as they've been making a lot of good plays on the ground, not a whole lot of passes, just 5 of 8, as a matter of fact, with a touchdown pass from Chris Jimenez. But let's see what East Jackson does defensively. One receiver to either side, man in motion. Fake handoff now for Roper on the left side. He's got it in for the first down, and then some. Still running on now down at the 45 in East Jackson territory. Big first down.
He carried the East Jackson defender for like 10 yards on his back. Again, I wasn't able to get the number on that. But seriously, the Trojans went for a ride on that one.
Just absolute strength on that one to just, as you mentioned, carry him 20 yards. In for the first down now in East Jackson territory.
He was dragging his feet.
And just like that, he doubles his yardage on the game, 40 yards on 7 carries, previously just 20 yards on 6 carries. And it's first and 10 for the Jayhawks from the Trojan 45-yard line left hash mark. Taking the snap in the shotgun, fakes the handoff. Jimenez, pocket collapses, fake throw, and he's going to bring it on the ground himself. Making his way up to 40, spinning, breaking another tackle. Now up at the 35, in for the first down. And finally, East Jackson brings him down. What a play.
Well, if you're Joe Niehaus, the first thing you're doing on your first practice after this game is you're doing tackle drills. Number 54, finally the one to bring him down. Looked like Colin Parker was the one to finally bring him down. But, he just ran through a gazillion arm tackles.
Yeah, at
on
least
that.
Like 6 different guys he had to try to evade or break the tackle of, and just impressive evasiveness. He's looking like his teammate Waylon Barton on that carry, as a matter of fact, which is just impressive. 50 yards now on the ground on 12 carries for Chris Jimenez. He has his team with a first and 10 at the Trojan 33-yard line right hash mark. 10-10 and counting in the game, 28-27 for East Jackson. Now Barton on the left-hand side on the carry. He's in for the first down and then some. He's going to be forced down at around the 10-yard line. Another first down carry, 3 in a row. And another penalty marker on the play, I believe, after
Olivier was the one who had to chase him down and just swallowed him up from behind. But now we'll see if this one's coming back. Just Barton.
Yeah, that was interesting.
He's fast. We've seen how fast he can be, but he's so patient with his running. He stays behind his blockers, waits for those holes to open up, and as soon as he has open space, the dude is gone.
And you can see he's definitely – you can see he's looking like 2 or 3 frames ahead. He's seeing the game. He's slowing it down for as fast as he is going. And it looks like this is an East Jackson penalty, and it was a late penalty as well.
I haven't seen the call on it yet.
Yeah, I'm –
did we miss it?
Or is it?
Well, they're saying
it's
face
like it's
mask.
Down at the 5.
They're saying it was a face mask, but
it's going to be first and goal from the 5 somehow. Again, it was somehow an East Jackson penalty. Didn't see what it was. But Vandercook Lake trying to regain the lead right here. Trailing 28-27. Handoff to Barton. He's going to cut in on the far sideline, and he is going to step across the goal line. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Well, he makes his cut so quick. Forward, then all of a sudden, he's just at a 90-degree going the other way. And then right back to, I mean, it's just so fun to watch him run.
He has been absolutely incredible in this one. That is his fourth total touchdown, third on the ground, and he is just racking up the yards. I can't even keep up with calculating this. He's now at 175.
All right, so now if you're Vandy here, you're going for two.
You have to. You got to get the points. Yes. You got to get the points back. Currently a five-point lead, so they have to go for two, which they will. Previously 3 of 4 on extra point kicks. Hand off to Barton, going to cut off to the left side, and easy, just wide open.
Nobody touched him. We got a Jayhawk down.
Looks like just a quick little pickup there. Yeah, that still a very impressive drive for Vandercook Lake, and Barton just making it look easy.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, again, a lot of that's going to be with what the offensive line's giving him. We've seen runs tonight where he's done it on his own, and we've seen runs tonight where he's getting a lot of help from the offensive line. That was a line run right there where they just created a big hole for him, and he just ran right through it.
And just like that, momentum shifts right back in favor of Vandercook Lake, leading now by 7. It's 35-28, 9:43 to go in this fourth quarter, and this is going to be an incredibly interesting 9:43.
Great back-and-forth game here. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which way the momentum's going because it feels like momentum's on both sides. Feels like the momentum is on the side of offense right now.
Oh, yeah. Whoever's got the ball, defense is out the window at this point. Both teams are making great plays on offense. And, yeah, this is going to be fun. But now it is on – the pressure is back on East Jackson. They have to respond right here.
Their last score was off of that kickoff return.
Anthony Armstead able to bring that one back to the house. And then, of course, they did get the two-point conversion.
Mm-hmm. Armstead was Armstrong with that
Absolutely.
Stiff arm.
Absolutely. Yeah, that stiff arm, you talked about it on that score, was really the entire difference on that kick return. So you know Vandercook Lake is going to be extra mindful of that on this one.
Our fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, home of the Dome. Got a little bit on the backstory of how they transported the Dome over here years ago.
How did they do that?
With punches. They had to close down 127 to bring it up and over. To bring it down. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, the way they have it installed, though, you would never think they moved that whole build, but
yeah,
they did.
Really,
and
cool.
It's pretty solid. It's really cool that they were able to move it here. A little bit of Jackson history.
They serve Coney dogs out of that thing? They should.
They have to.
Oh.
Another squibber right here. This one around the 34. It's going to be picked up by Barnes, and he's not going to be touched. He's going to make some progress. 45-50, 45-40, 35 out of bounds. Another big kick return by the Trojans.
Number 55 for the Jayhawks, making the stop on that one. I don't have a number for number 55. A name for number 55. He's not on the roster, but he chased him down from behind.
Yeah.
And wrapped him up and just put a lick on him to get him out of bounds. But at that point, I mean, that was a touchdown saving tackle.
It was. He was almost going to bring another one back, which is just impressive. Well, of course, the first one was Armstead. That one.
It looked like back here at the 40. Back here at the 40, he was going to be done because he was just surrounded by white and red and able to work his way out of it. Got a little bit of help with blocking at about the 50, and the rest was just all him.
That was Olivier, I beg your pardon, on the kick return. It's first and 10 from the Vandy 32-yard line for the Trojans. High snap there to Padgett. Pocket collapses, had nowhere to go. He is sacked for a loss, and he lost it. Vandercook Lake has it again. Another turnover.
High snap like that, had to get it with his left hand, and by the time he corralled it, the timing of the play was just all broken up. And Vandercook Lake is bringing the heat. They've learned that if you bring some heat, that Padgett hasn't been able to respond well to extra hands in his face. So they brought it,
bad snap. All that combined for some disaster and a turnover as Vandercook Lake's offense is back on the field.
That is the second Jayhawk sack of the game and the third Vandercook Lake turnover. They've lost a couple of fumbles and thrown an interception as well. And just like that, it's going to be first and 10 for the Jayhawks from their own 38-yard line.
If you're Vandy, keep it on the ground here.
And they do. A quick handoff to the left to Barton. Stumbles, and he's going to be forced back. I believe it's just going to be no gain.
Yeah, he went to make a cut, and his feet went out from underneath him.
Barton will go down at the line of play.
But he got a yard.
He did. He actually did muscle out a yard on that one. It's 35-28, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. 9 minutes and counting in the fourth quarter. Vandercook Lake has a chance to almost essentially put this game away if they do get another score on this drive.
You just keep it on the ground, get those chunks that you've been able to get. One thing we haven't been able to say a whole lot, chew up that clock.
Yes, been different dynamic without all these penalties. There's a receiver to either side, two back with Jimenez, second down and 9 from the 39-yard line. And we got another penalty, a Trojan breaking the line, whether by a offside or by a false start. That remains to be seen. And offsides it is.
Tavy Lehman was went through the line of scrimmage on that one.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stop them. You got to score. You got to get the stop in order to get that score. You don't want to give them that 3-5 yards.
16 penalties against East Jackson.
Wow.
It's going to move up the ball to the 44-yard line, second down and 4 for Vandercook Lake. Same set as before, 8-13 and counting. Handoff up the middle, Barton in for another first down and then some, 45-40. 35 down near the out of bounds on the far sideline.
Half of the defense broke through the line of scrimmage, and Barton just ran right past all of them, got well past the line of scrimmage up to a first down, and it was Lucas Richardson that was able to run him down and run him out of bounds.
There's going to be a timeout called on the play by East Jackson as they try to talk things over. We're going to step aside as well. 8:06 to go. 35-28 for Vandercook Lake. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
35-28, Vandercook Lake over East Jackson with 8:06 to go in the fourth quarter. And Vandercook Lake, they are putting together another good drive off of a Trojan turnover. Currently first and 10 at the East Jackson 35-yard line. They have a good chance to put the game away on this drive.
I don't have a score, but I do have Mounties of Northwest losing to the Madison Trojans.
They might be falling to 0-2 here.
That's going to be 0-2 for the Mounties.
We'll actually be covering a couple of Northwest games this season. I believe in 2 weeks we've got the Northwest versus Coldwater game, and then towards the end of the season, Northwest versus Western, a fun rivalry that I'm
looking
forward to.
That is a fun rivalry, and Northwest knows how to put on a show. It is a great football experience at Northwest.
Looking forward to that press box as well. First and 10 from the 35-yard line for Vandercook Lake. Going to be a fake handout for Jimenez, taking it himself on the near side, and he's going to be clear. 20, 15, 10. 5, touchdown, Jayhawks, but there is a penalty mark in the backfield.
Oh, dear. Possible that could be coming back. I'm very impressed with that run from Jimenez. He was running our way,
put his foot in the ground as he was about ready to make it look like he was going to split the two defenders, cuts it back left towards the inside where he had nothing but green grass and in for the score. Looks like the officials having a little conversation.
We've seen many of those tonight.
Yeah, we have. We definitely, this official crew likes their meetings.
And a big meeting here. Well, and the way that they've called the game, the second half versus the first half. First half, again, very ticky-tack at times, maybe a little bit loose this time. Oh, a personal foul on East Jackson.
Score's good.
It's a good touchdown. 35-yard touchdown run for Chris Jimenez.
That foul's on the Trojans. Personal foul. The touchdown is staying.
That's, wow, that's a lot of penalties tonight.
So for Chris Jimenez, that's his second touchdown run. He's got 13 carries for 85 yards. And it is going to be 42-28. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson, PAT pending.
Yeah, at this point in the game, with how the scoring's been going, the pace of the second half, the pace of this fourth quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. It's going to be really tough to come back. This is a hole. This is a hole that East Jackson's going to have to dig their way out of.
Well, the first half, they really dug themselves in with the penalties. The second half, it's the turnovers.
By the way, all of our touchdowns, we've had quite a few. And that last one also brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
They're going for two here are the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Going to be a quick handoff to the left. It is Barton, and did he break the plane? He did. He broke the plane before being snagged back, but the 2 points converted by Vandercook Lake, 43-28.
Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning with this contest, all those scores that we've had tonight. Brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, including that 2-point conversion. And time for us to maybe start thinking about the Fuller's ChemDry player of the game.
I don't think it's any doubt who that is.
Brody Vitado won it last week. Got a couple meals.
Yes.
Meal for two from Schlenker's.
Well so. Deserved, but yeah, this one we'll talk about it. But spoiler alert, he's got over 200 rushing yards.
I think
on the
you
game.
And I are thinking the same person.
Yes, right. So easily going to be on his way to getting the player of the game. Of course, should this result hold up, it is currently 43-28. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson, 7:56 to go in this ball game. As the teams line up for another kickoff. But again, be careful. Vandercook Lake, this is where East Jackson's been doing a lot of damage in the second half on these kickoffs.
Yeah, their special teams have been dialed in for East Jackson here. You got to keep it out of the hands of their big guys standing on the 20-yard line.
Ready to kick this one away. Lining it up at the 40-yard line. Ready to get this drive underway. I'm sure East Jackson biting at the bit to try to get back in this game. They have to score here. You think if they don't score here, this game is probably about over. It's about a bit of a squib, maybe slight onside kick right there. It's going to be fielded at around the 40-yard line by Chris Holloway, the junior.
Well, they didn't want to return. They got stung on returns the last couple times, so they just kind of kept the low, try to have it be a bouncer, and just prevented any type of return on that one. And their defense has proven that they can keep this East Jackson offense in check. So they're just going to let their defense take over the game here and try to make sure East Jackson doesn't have any Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Cooling touchdowns.
Well, we'll see if East Jackson tries to put the ball back in the air as they did a lot in the first half. They do here. Paget throw deep downfield, and it is incomplete right through the fingertips of Olivier.
And that's one of the things that we see when they try to have those deep passes. It's thrown high. It's got a lot of time in the air, and it lets the defense have time to adjust to it and just make it difficult for their big receivers. I mean, the receivers are definitely mismatched against their D-backs here. There's a lot of height. There's a lot of speed on that receiving core. But when you have that much hang time on that pass, defense is able to adjust and make it really hard for them to make that catch.
Second and 10 from East Jackson's own 40-yard line. Padgett takes it. Pocket collapses. Short pass ahead to Armstead. Complete. Trying to get some yardage. He does, and he's in for the first down past the 50.
When you have these short passes, we've seen it all night long. When they do have the short passes, you're letting your receivers just get yards after the catch. They're having success with that type of offense. I'm just kind of surprised they haven't gone to that well house more.
It's going to be a gain of 11 yards on that catch. Now for 28 yards, two catches for Anthony Armstead. East Jackson now in Vandy territory. 49-yard line, first and 10, 7:26 and counting, trailing Vandercook Lake 43-28. Two receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion behind Padgett takes a snap. Short pass to the left. That one's caught. It's Armstead again, and he's going to get another first down and then some. 35-30. Going to be brought down.
Chased down by number 21, making the stop for the Jayhawks. That's Deshaun Roper. But not until after they get a good gain, get a first down, move the chains. Again, off another short pass with yards after the catch.
It's the Dinkin and Duncan. That's where they've been getting the bulk of their money in the second half. And it's just why they went away from that for a while is beyond me. But that's where they've had a lot of success. So we'll see if they continue to stick with it for the rest of this drive.
For a long time there in the second, which was a long time anyway, they kept going deep, and it just wasn't panning out for them.
6:55 and counting in the game. First and 10 for East Jackson at the 32. Padgett takes the snap. Pocket collapses. He's being chased. He's going to bring it on the ground himself, and he's going to make it nearly to the first down near the 25-yard line.
Well, what happened there is Vandercook Lake, they brought the heat. Well, they've shown that he struggles when he's trying to make a pass when they bring a blitz. But this time they brought the heat, and then there weren't any linebackers in there to make a tackle. So he just ran away from them, ran forward. And if he would have stayed moving forward, he would have had 5 yards on it. But he tried to come back and make something out of nothing, or make a little something out of it, and lost a couple more yards. Now you're looking at second and, what, 8?
You were correct. Second down and 8 from the Vandy 30-yard line right hash mark. 6:04 and counting in this fourth quarter. 43-28 for the Jayhawks. Looking for their first win in 2 years. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap. Pocket collapses. Throw deep on the near sideline. Nearly intercepted. Oh, my goodness. That time for Dallas Swanepoel. Wow.
Had his hands on it. He had both hands on it. And it was almost like the ball was thrown right to him. He was the lone back between two receivers.
Penalty markers all over the place after that one as well.
I think we got a little frustration coming from the Trojans.
Yeah, East Jackson doesn't look happy.
So unsportsmanlike on East Jackson. That's the first call.
Yeah, and there was an emphatic high penalty marker thrown way after that one.
Yeah.
So maybe multiple unsportsmanlike on this one, which will be very...
Yeah, I've only seen the one call.
Having a couple other meetings, meetings happening now.
That's unfortunate when you're, oh, here's personal foul, also on East Jackson.
So two penalties.
Yeah, you know, when you're having success, you're moving the ball, you're trying, and looks like you're about ready to get that Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown, and then you just got two big penalties like that.
So it's going to really put a damper in their attempts to try to make the most out of this drive, which we talked about. This is like a must-score drive right here.
Mm-hmm.
The time is definitely not on your side. 5:46 left. You're down two scores.
Down two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning scores.
That's
right. Yeah.
So here's the official now walking the ball back for a repeat of second down, all the way back to the 45 and then some yard. That was just for the first penalty. So now they're back in their own territory. The official's still going back there. All the way back to their own 40-yard line. Wow.
You know, that Vandercook Lake crowd, I'm going to be honest, they didn't travel well. There's a lot of open bench over there, right? They are loud.
This is a third down and 37. I just added that up. Third down and 37.
Yeah, you're really good at your math. I'm just saying.
I try on the fly. Here we go. Little dink to the left side. That's going to be caught by Armstead. And he's going to get a good run right here. Ran out of bounds at around the 50-yard line, but going to be still well short of the first down. And there is going to be another injury. It looks like Armstead hurt his knee on the play.
Deshaun Roper getting him out of bounds and taking him down. I guess you could make an argument that he should have pulled up. He's hurt on the ground, taking his time getting up off the ground here.
It's going to be a gain of 11 on that one. It's 12 of 30 passing for Amari Padgett. And it's going to be 56 yards on four catches for Armstead, who is still down.
And, well, with that injury happening out of bounds, it doesn't feel like we're going to have a stoppage here. Are they stopping because of the injury? Or
I am not entirely sure, but it is fourth and long. Fourth and really long if you want to go that far.
Well, they got a good chunk off of that one.
Fourth and 20-plus right here. 5:37 to go in the game. East Jackson trailing by 15. Of course, they have to go for it. No other options here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to get...
They were a man short. They had to bring
Sean
someone
Bennett.
In.
Yeah. They're still looking at Armstead on the sideline as they go for this fourth down. Deep pass downfield, and it's short of Alexander, and they turn over on downs again.
Intended for D'Angelo Alexander.
You know, number one... Or maybe it was number two for Vandercook Lake. Jimenez was right there and could have picked off that ball, but held up, let it hit the ground. He could have had the pick. He could have added that to his stats if he wanted to. But you let it fall, take the turnover on downs, and you're in much better field
position.
That
is actually pretty smart.
That was a smart heads-up play.
Yeah, very smart. So, as you mentioned, he could have had the interception to boost his stats, but it would have hurt his team's field position. And just like that, Vandercook Lake is starting at their own 49-yard line, and they have a two-possession lead, 43-28 with 5:32 to go. So Vandercook Lake, they just need to take care of the ball. They hand it off to Barton, first and 10 on the 49, spins his way to another first down. He is still going, and he's going to be nearly clear down at the 25-yard line. Boy, oh boy, how much does it take to bring this kid down? He has been impressive.
Senior Michael Franklin was the one to finally bring him down. But, he
another penalty, another unsportsmanlike, it looks like, coming to East Jackson, another penalty. And there's another one back here as well. So there's two, at least, penalties on the play.
Well,
wow.
He just runs into someone, spins away from him, runs into another person, spins away from him. I wish we could keep a stat on the broken tackles, because that would be a lot. Oh, we got a penalty on Vandy.
Hold, but it should offset. It offsets.
Okay.
It offsets. So
we're
that
do it all over
that
again.
That late unsportsmanlike contact
conduct
absolutely costed East Jackson right there. That would have pushed Vandercook Lake back, but now, as a result, it looks like they're just going to obviously replay. It's a do-over, so that hurts.
Yeah, they offset. The 49, so we're going to do it all over again.
It took
a long time for them to get to that point.
In the way that, that is just strange. All right, 5:21 to go now in the game. Another first and 10 from the 49 for Vandercook Lake, searching for their first win of the season. And first win in three seasons. Hand off to the left to Barton. Who else? He's going to be in for a first down and then some. Penalty marker down in the backfield. Going to be down at around the 35-yard line.
Wow. We did not knock on enough wood.
Boy, here come the penalties again. But it's got to be probably more obvious penalties here than in the first half. That is a holding on Vandercook Lake. This is going to come back.
The way the flag was thrown didn't look like it was in the area of holding. Must have just come out late.
And it looked a lot later. Like, this is at that point, this was when Barton was already clear past the first down, and then he threw it. So, again, as you mentioned, not sure if it was a later throw, but regardless, this is going to hurt the Jayhawks here. But all they have to do is take care of the ball and keep this clock running.
Yeah.
And the clock has not been running with all these penalties as of late, but.
Yeah, if you can play clean, keep the ball in bounds. Keep the ball on the ground. You're first and 20 here. The way they've been running the ball, there's no reason why they can't get this in four downs.
Absolutely. Especially with Barton. And Jimenez been able to make some plays here. Roper as well. Can't forget about him.
East Jackson's been able to cause turnovers, though. They have caused a couple fumbles here tonight.
First and 20 from the 39 right hash mark. 43-28 for Vandy. Handoff up the middle. It's going to be, I believe, Roper again. It is down at around the 45.
So Roper gets the handoff and gets 5 yards before he's even touched. It was eventually number 8 for East Jackson, Olivier, who was able to wrap him up and bring him down. Yeah, 3 more plays like that, you got a first down.
Second down and 14 now from the 45-yard line, right hash mark. 4:20 and counting in this ball game. This one is really ticking down on East Jackson. They have to get a stop here and really take care of the clock the rest of the way. If they want to get back in, there's 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left for the Jayhawks. Taking their time, taking up every second of the play clock. Now inside 4 minutes to go.
Ref's got his hand up in the back, counting it down.
Takes a snap, handoff. Barton goes up to the left side, and he's going to be spun around past the 50, still working another 3-4 yards out of this unbelievable play.
Wow.
By the junior, Leyland Barton, ladies and gentlemen.
How the heck is that little guy carrying 5 blue jerseys and moving the pile? How? It doesn't seem like physics should be working in his favor.
You know, it reminds me of, and I know he's a wide receiver, and I know the Lions are about to take him on in a couple of days, but Puka Nacua, his ability to break tackles, that is exactly what Leyland Barton is reminding me of, just his ability to break tackles and just somehow get out of danger at a snap of a finger. It's third and manageable. It's going to be third down and 7 from the 48-yard line of East Jackson. Handoff up the middle for Roper. He's going to try to fight his way. Going to be just short of the first down unless he can fight a little bit more. He's going to be forced out of bounds at around the 45, but with the forward movement, it should be around the 43.
Another
and
flag.
A flag after the play.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I don't know if that's out of frustration. That's all the way over on the other side. Looks like they're pointing towards East Jackson on that.
Yeah, I think it was on their side.
But, you know, even you had a stop. You had 4. It was 4th and short, and most likely they probably would have gone for it. But you had a stop, and then you just – if this is against East Jackson, it's going to be a penalty out of frustration, and it's giving Vandy a first down.
And D'Angelo Alexander running to the sideline. He just slammed his helmet. He is not happy. So something tells me this is an East Jackson penalty. It is. It is another East Jackson penalty. 19 penalties on the game. And it's, I don't think many teams can commit that many penalties. And walk away victorious. No, unless the other team is also committing 19 penalties.
Well, and then how many were declined?
Absolutely.
There's a lot that were declined. Yeah. Unsportsmanlike against EJ.
This is going to bring the ball all the way to the 27-yard line for Vandercook Lake.
Wow.
And they can just continue to run these plays and just run out the clock. 2:46 to go in the ball game, and Vandercook Lake again up two scores, 43-28. First and 10 from the left hash mark, 27-yard line of Trojan territory.
Oh, these Aspen one-hour heating and cooling scores.
Hand off to Barton. Oh, he's going to lose it, and he's going to dive on it on the far sideline. Let's see. That's going to be a tough one to call. I think Vandercook Lake kept that one. Oh, no. Official pointing the other way. I think East Jackson maybe got this one. I'm going to have to wait and see. I'm not sure. That was on the far sideline pileup happening. And there is a penalty, as you mentioned, on the play. Boy, you forget about these penalties. The flags are coming back in full force in this fourth quarter after only one called in the whole third. So I believe Vandy is holding on to this possession. But it depends on the results of these penalties as well. Two separate penalties thrown, it looks like.
Vandercook Lake wanting to get another one of those Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns.
Just for good measure.
Right.
And they are hungry for their first win in three years, actually.
Oh, it is against Vandy. Walking them back.
They're 10th of the game. Not a good number by any measure, but in comparison to East Jackson's 19.
39 penalties in a game.
And it looks like it was a turnover as well. They're going the other way, so that is a lost fumble for Vandercook Lake. Their second turnover. So, East Jackson, clock is not on their side, but never say never. They have made big plays previously.
Oh, they almost had a heck of a comeback last week.
Yeah, so we never say never again. This game is definitely not over. They're going to have first and 10 from their 37-yard line right hash mark. And I believe they're calling a timeout right here. We're going to leave it right here for the time being.
Did they call a timeout? Vandy's defense is over there. They're not huddling up for a confab. Official didn't.
Yeah, the officials, I don't think they did not signal a timeout. They just questioned each other. So, boy, East Jackson's got a hustle right here. They can't have much time left on the play clock. Yeah, the official in the backfield still holding his hand up with the play clock. So, yeah, East Jackson's got a hustle, and now they're going to have to call a timeout. What is going on? I guess for all intents and purposes, we'll take one as well. Might as well. 2:34 left in this one, 43-28. Vandercook Lake over East Jackson. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Did you know your hearing is an essential part of your quality of life? Take care of your hearing at Hear For You Hearing Center. Their expert staff will help select the product that best suits your needs. Call them 517-962-5063.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Vandy over East Jackson. 2:34 to go in this one. East Jackson taking over. First and 10 from their 37-yard line. In the backfield, a handoff and just smothered for a loss of yardage.
They brought a blitz. They brought a blitz once again. And it was
the loss on the play.
I didn't catch the number on the
loss of 8.
On that. But, yeah, big loss on that one. And the clock continues to move.
Make it a loss of 7, actually. It's going to be at the 30-yard line. But, as a result, East Jackson might be out of gas, unfortunately. It looks like this one's going to be second down and 17 from their own 30-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right, one back. with Padge. Actually looks like a backup quarterback. Nearly intercepted off to the left. That was a diving attempt made by Sam Griffin.
That ball came in low. If that was delivered on spot where it should have been for the receiver, that it would have been a pick. He anticipated the pass. They've seen this play a couple times already tonight. He anticipated it. He was ready for the pick. It was just thrown too low, really, for anybody to snatch that one up.
I believe that was actually the backup quarterback as well, Chris Holloway, making that throw as well. So looks like he's going to be in the rest of this game. He's now 0-1.
Is that a Holloway hoodie right here in front of us?
Yeah, look at that. All right, we got a handoff off to the left here for third down and long. Going to be brought down for another loss of yardage, it looks like. And that was Olivier again. No gain right at the 30-yard line.
And bringing up fourth down. And a whole bunch to go.
Clock keeps ticking meanwhile.
It's kind of like East Jackson is kind of thrown in the white towel at this point, just doing what they can to let the clock go and just to get off the field.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
1:05 and counting now, so the clock will stop after this possession if they don't get the first down. Chris Holloway with the snap, looking downfield, slings this one, and it's going to be nearly intercepted. Wow. Ooh, dropped by Barton. That was right in his fingertips, but just couldn't hold on to that one. Another incompletion.
Again, that's a good thing that yes. one didn't get picked off, because now Vandy takes over. Turnover on downs, and they're in business right there at, 30-yard line?
Yes, so now they're in enemy territory, but it's probably going to be maybe just a couple of knees here.
Take a knee and just, I get it, though, if they want to score. I do. Both of these teams have had their struggles over the years, right?
Yes.
But you're talking about a program that hasn't won a game in 3 years.
Yes,
I know, but
it's just, you know.
Take a knee and get out of here.
Yeah. As much as they probably want to take the score, but, you don't want to.
You know, the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning score, I get it. But just take a knee.
So we're lining up right here, and it's going to be a 43-28 win for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. They're improving to .500, 1-1 on the season. East Jackson about to drop to 0-2. We still got 50 seconds left to play, but for all intents and purposes, it's going to be a couple of knees, methinks. Victory formation here for East Jackson. Make it Vandercook Lake, potentially. Yes, they are just going to kneel away the clock. They'll have to do this one more time, and that will do it.
Hey, nobody moving off the line.
Well, they still got to do one more time.
Yeah.
But
either one of the lines move.
So that, yeah, they're going to go back.
You know, you still got to move on the line. That could have been a flag.
So this is going to be the first win for Vandercook Lake since October 22nd, 2021. And also their first 11-man victory since October 5th, 2018, which, by the way, was 18-0 over East Jackson.
Oh,
so,
really? Wow.
Vandercook Lake, big-time congrats. Again, they did not play at all last season, only played some JV games as they tried to rebuild this program after a couple of years in 8-man, and just a big feeling of joy for this program as they fought their way back. They were able to become an 11-man program again this season, getting their first win in quite some time, improving to 1-1 again. Final score 43-28. My oh my!
Wow.
Big fourth quarter for Vandercook Lake. They scored 23 points in that fourth quarter, and
first Vandy win since when again?
Since the exact date, let me pull that up again, October 22nd, 2021. So it's been nearly 3 full years since this football team has won a single football game. So very, very feel-good moment for these Jayhawks. And unfortunately, East Jackson, they had their moments in this one, but unfortunately, they've just, across penalties and turnover, untimely turnovers specifically, just they really shot themselves in the foot.
They did. That first half was, you know, they're kids playing. They're two struggling programs. But I just can't think of a way to sugarcoat it. It was atrocious. It was, you got to be disciplined. To win this game, you got to be disciplined. And there was a lack of discipline on both sides of the ball here tonight. There really was. But, you know, with that said, we did see a whole lot of Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns throughout all of the quarters brought to you by East Jackson tonight. I mean, there's good bones there on both sides of the ball. Yeah. Both teams have got potential. Vandercook Lake surprised the heck out of me. I was not expecting that at all. You know, you didn't have an 11-man varsity program for a couple years, and then to come on out and to see that type of offensive output, that type of production on the ground, that was impressive. That was impressive tonight here for Vandy.
So we're going to continue the post-game show here on K105.3 here in just a moment. We will have to step aside here, but once again, Vandercook Lake winning their first game of the season, taking down East Jackson 43-28. We're back in 2 minutes on K105.3.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Every parent wants their child to be a well-rounded student. Western School District can deliver just that. At Western Schools, they'll benefit from an outstanding academic program while also participating in competitive athletics and award-winning fine arts programs like band, drama, and visual arts. You will want your children to be a part of the Panther Pride. For more information, go to WSDPanthers.org or call 517-841-8171 to learn how to enroll. Western School District, a tradition of excellence.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Final score, Vandercook Lake Jayhawks 43, East Jackson Trojans 28 here at East Jackson High School. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Let's go over some stats here. First for East Jackson, unfortunately, penalties and turnovers is what really killed them. In this one, 19 penalties, 3 turnovers, and those turnovers all happened at really bad times as we go through some.
You have that many turnovers. All those, the turnovers happen at every time in the game.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they're everywhere tonight.
And it just really did them in that essence. As some individual stats right here, Amari Padgett, he completed 12 of 30 passes for receiving. His favorite target was KJ Olivier, 90 yards on 4 catches, including a 78-yard touchdown there in the first quarter. 56 yards on 4 catches for Anthony Armstead, 36 yards on 5 catches for D'Angelo Alexander. On the ground as well, Amari Padgett, 2 touchdowns, 42 yards on 10 carries. On the other side for the victorious Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. And again, they did not play perfectly either, but they did make the plays that were necessary when it counted, and it just offset the East Jackson just miscues throughout the game. As we go through the quarterback in this one, Chris Jimenez, very solid, 5 of 8 in the air with a touchdown pass to the upcoming Fuller's ChemDry player of the game. I will not name him yet.
Okay.
He had 3 catches for 4 yards, but here's the big stat. 18 carries, 210 yards.
Wow.
3 rushing touchdowns, and including that catching touchdown, 4 total touchdowns.
That's four. That's 4 Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdowns?
Just by this one player, and it is none other than the junior Leyland Barton, today's Fuller's ChemDry player of the game.
And he gets
Free meals, Schlenkers.
Meals for 2 from Schlenkers.
Yeah, and he was absolutely incredible in this one. East Jackson could not bring him down. I just couldn't believe just the amount of maneuvering he did, spins, and just for his frame, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they couldn't bring him down. You know, he had the bulk of the carries. East Jackson couldn't bring anybody down tonight. They had a hard time tackling, whether it was Jimenez carrying or Barton or whoever else had their hands on the ball. They just had a hard time bringing anybody down to the ground.
Yeah, and it was just East Jackson again. They did have their moments in this one. There was the defining stretch in this one was when they got the stop of the game. They got the stop right at the goal line, and then they ended up fumbling it. Vandercook Lake scored. East Jackson came back and scored on that kickoff,
right.
And that's when it ended up being briefly 28-27. And then just from there, you know, penalties and turnovers, and Vandercook Lake was able to get the scores when it counted down the stretch.
We had a really good back-and-forth game, majority of the NFL length contest here.
Yes.
And it was back-and-forth until the fourth quarter, until the East Jackson Community Schools fourth quarter. Then when Vandy just started to separate themselves from it.
Very feel-good win for the Jayhawks. As I mentioned, first win in nearly 3 full years for this program that didn't even play last year. They improved to 1-1, East Jackson dropping to 0-2.
You know, to put the emotion into this game, I want both of these teams to succeed. I want both of these teams to have wins. That's not what is going to happen. We have them both playing each other. But just the struggles that both of these programs have had over the years, you want them to win. You want the underdog to get on the board and to get out of here with your teams holding their head high. I loved seeing Vandercook Lake get the win.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't wish it was at the expense of East Jackson because I want them to win too, you know? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And this is a case of it's just unfortunate that one of these teams had to lose this football game.
Yeah.
But it again, just a really good feeling to see Vandercook Lake get that elusive win, especially this team trying to turn their program, both teams trying to turn their programs around. But Vandercook Lake, just the struggles that they've had, especially just keeping a roster the last few years. So it's good feeling for them. Once again, final score, Vandercook Lake 43, East Jackson 28. That's going to do it for tonight's game. East Jackson will be back in action next Friday against Addison on the road, while Vandercook Lake takes on Leslie at home. Our next broadcast will be next Friday as Columbia Central takes on the Napoleon Pirates. You can check out K1053.com for our upcoming broadcast schedule for Jackson County football. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiera back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
This concludes week 2 of K105.3's High School Football Frenzy. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Western Schools, Aeroquip Credit Union, The Clothing Carousel, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Avenue Auto, Fuller's ChemDry, Northwest Community Schools, Kelly Fuels, and the College and Career Access Center. Tune in next Friday night, September 13th, when Columbia Central visits Napoleon. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.